Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, heats out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What? What? Not tomorrow, not after breakfast, now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Haksui, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue. I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is real. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Hey everybody, what's going on? It's the Conti and Kenny Show. I am sick, and Kenny didn't want to drive on the dangerous streets of New Jersey because of St. Paddy's Day. So I am here, and Kenny's on Skype.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Welcome, everybody. It's our St. Paddy's Day extravaganza, which means I'm just going to call my father and wish him a happy birthday on the air. That's it.
What? Say that again?
It's our St. Paddy's Day extravaganza, and all that means I'm going to call my father on the air and wish him a happy birthday.
That's his birthday today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, man. Yep. The big guinea is born on a Santa Paddy's Day. So, that'll be it. No St. Patrick's Day hoopla. Who gives a shit?
Tonight's episode should be called Sniffles and Drinky Poo.
Sniffles and Drinky Poo Show. No, it's Sniffles and Amateur Hour. That's what it should be called.
That's true.
You always know somebody's an alcoholic when they don't want to drink on a certain day, like New Year's or St. Paddy's Day, because they go, oh, it's amateur hour. So for anybody who just drinks occasionally is a loser, and because they don't drink every single day and can't handle getting behind a wheel.
Yeah. It's
amateur hour.
They ruin it for the rest of us. Mm-hmm. So it's amateur hour.
They're not going after the big fish. They're going after you.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Conti and Kenny Show, Arrogance and Alcoholism. And the phone number is 240-HI-CNK. Also 240, that's 442-2635. If you want to Skype in, you can go NPN Studios. And if you want to go into chat rooms, the chats are more like radio.com/live and ContiKenny.com/listen now. And you know.
It also, the number is 24240, a little stuffy.
Yeah, I got to go get a little couple of tissues here, get this stuffness out of here. So, but yeah, so now you have a lot of stuff going on because your brother's about to get married, right?
Yeah, I'm running all over the place.
When's he getting married?
He's getting married on Saturday, but everything is starting pretty much, whatchamacallit, like now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All the preparations and whatnot.
Did you do the whole the dinner rehearsal?
Well, we do that on, it's our junior dinner rehearsal.
Easy on the junior dinner rehearsal. Take it easy.
Whatchamacallit? It's, Wednesday, I got to go down to Wednesday, get my tuxedo, then Thursday is the rehearsal. Then I got to stay down there. We're playing golf on Friday. Here's my brother says we're either playing golf, but they got a bunch of snow, or we're going to get shaves.
Shaves?
we're gonna go get shaven.
You mean like in the old West when they put a hot towel on your face?
Yeah, the straight razor, the whole thing.
That's like supposed to be fun.
What are you, Edward Norton and Matt Damon and Rounders?
I don't understand. What are you going to do?
I don't know. There might be snow on the ground.
Is he going to like deputize you as like the deputy of the one horse town of where you guys are going to be? This is my deputy.
Yeah, fucking Wyatt Earp. Let's go see a movie or something.
That's just odd, man.
Yeah, well, they want to do like a guy's day. My father will be there. Her father, the brothers, the stepbrothers, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, but, you know, the hotel, I'm going to be gone from Wednesday until coming back Sunday. It's my stepbrother runs a hotel down in Long Beach Island. They're all down in Manahawkin, and they live down there. That's where the wedding is, all in South Jersey. For listeners around the country, right where Sandy took a shit is where they live. And, so he runs a hotel down there. So I'm staying there, and then we're going to go do the wedding and stay over there at the whatever, that hotel.
Right.
And then I'll be done.
All right.
But you know what? I keep moaning and groaning. I'm like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. And then my sister's like, would you shut up? It's your brother.
Yeah, it's true. Like,
she's like, how often is it going to happen? I'm like, knowing him, probably 4 or 5 times.
Right.
Yeah, it's not brother, kind of a nice thing to say.
Yeah.
No, but you got to do it. It's your brother, you know?
Of course, I had to do the same shit with my brother's bachelor party. I took a bath. I lost about 6-7. I think I lost about 500, which really is almost like a win. If you only lose 500 that you spend out of your own pocket for a bachelor party, then you're in good shape.
Yeah, I got nailed. I between the gambling and... And my father, remember I told the story where I lost like $500 on one hand?
Yeah.
Playing 3-card because my father cooled me off.
Yeah, the cooler.
But other than that, you know, I'll give him a nice gift. And, you got to buy the drinks and this and that. And, you know, it'll cost me a pretty penny. But
so when does the visa expire on this wife of his before? Does he have to get her married before a certain day and ensure she has to go?
Yeah, 90-day bride.
90-day
bride.
No,
she's American.
Oh, okay.
She's cool.
All right. That's cool, man. Good.
Yeah,
for
yeah. No, it'll be a good time. It'll be fun.
Nice. Oh, are you going to be around tomorrow night? Because I'm going to be doing the Unlearn show, and Rich said he would love you to come down and do it.
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Unless something pops up with my brother, I got to head down there. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's from 7 to 8. And if you end up going, you let me know, and I'll pick you up on the way down.
That might work out.
Yeah, be fun, you know. So
sure.
That's a little plug. I'll be on the Unlearn with Rich and Tony show tomorrow night on unlearn.tv from 7 to 8. I'll be taking the place of the that big lug cigars and scotch, Tony. That pun-throwing bag of shit that he is. But I'll be taking his place, and you were actually put in the description of the show for tomorrow as a tentative, like Kenny might be coming too. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so you're definitely invited.
Cool. Well, White Ass Brett in the chat, a guy's day. Get a shave, maybe a pedi or a mani, then wax each other's assholes. Yeah.
Well, that would be a guy's day, I guess. That's not bad. I just, you know, I don't know. I mean, a lot of times now, bachelor parties have gone away from the strippers and, you know, getting a VFW haul. And then, you know, there's just period blood all over the place. It's just a disaster. All right. I've been to a bunch of them. I've ran a few of them. And I worked for one that used to do bachelor parties. So they're all messes. Guys have gone away from it. And I don't know if it's a product of the pussification of America that guys don't want to do it because, you know, they don't want to upset their girls or their wife or their, you know, their future wife won't let them. I don't know if it's that or if it's just old because, you know, you hear about this all the time where they're going to get together, the bachelorette party and the bachelor party, they're going to get together on that day. It's like, it's a symbolic day. It really means nothing. It's supposed to be his last night of freedom, but he's just hanging out with his buddies. What it really means is that it's his last night of ever to hang out with his fucking friends again, because all these women, when they get married, they just turn into these fucking battle axes, and then they're just like, you know, no fun for you, and that's it, you know, which is I'm in a great relationship.
Yeah, she wears the pants. She totally does.
Oh, yeah?
And, I think also, too, it's the age that you get married. They're both, you know, he's 30, he's going to be 34. I believe she's, I don't know, 29, something like that, 30 or something like that. You know, okay. When you get married and when you're 22, then people are getting blown. You know what I mean?
right, yeah.
You know, it was one of the best bachelor parties I ever went to was the hooker had no tricycle. I haven't told this story in years, but it was in Elizabeth, New Jersey. It was my friend Danny's cousin.
Keep telling the story. I'm turning the volume up. I'm just going to go get a tissue, but keep telling the story.
Yeah. So we go to Elizabeth, New Jersey, and it's a bunch of guys, a keg of beer in the basement of the guy's house. And they're all young guys. They're in their early 20s. And the stripper was missing an entire tricep. She was missing her entire tricep on her left arm because a couple of months prior, she had gotten carjacked. And the guy had a shotgun to the window, fired the shotgun, and she had put her arm up to cover her face and blew her tricep off. So that's how awesome this hooker was. And they would repeatedly take turns going into the room. This one's done. This one comes out. This one goes in. And she actually, my friend Danny, we were probably 17, 16 or 17 at the time. And she's got my friend Danny.
Okay.
In the 69 position. Okay.
Nice.
His pants are. You didn't hear this. This is the one with the no tricep from the
shotgun. I heard it from the other room.
My friend Danny is in the 69 position. She's on top, and now my friend Danny is trying to eat her out. My other friend Danny has got a giant black dildo, and he's ripping into her like he's snaking a toilet. You know what I mean? Those railroad track things that you push by yourself.
Oh, yeah, up you know and what down. I mean? Yeah.
It's almost like with the force of that, you know, almost like shoveling coal into an old furnace. You know what I mean? He's just jamming his giant black dildo in her. And then she looks over to the guy that comes with her, you know, her bodyguard or whatever. He reaches into his pocket and he chucks her a pack of matches.
What?
So the girl grabs my friend Danny's cock with her left hand, takes her two fingers, licks her fingers, and then rubs it on the top of his mushroom, right? Takes a match out, sticks the match in his ding-dong hole, and then lights the match on fire.
That's fucking crazy.
She made a dick candle.
Get your hand off my penis!
And but that was the craziest one I ever watched.
I actually have a sound of the stripper while she was doing her magic.
My dollar makes me holler, honey, boo boo.
I'm not sure if that's who we're talking about. But Jesus, yeah, dude, I've seen some disasters because, like, you know, I used to work for a broad who used to have a bunch of girls that would do the bachelor parties, so I would be the guy who drove them there.
You were the guy with the matches.
Yeah, I was the guy with the matches, yes. I also had a lighter, but it's basically you don't want women walking into a party with all men with no, just them two. You have to have some sort of male presence there. And I saw some bad shit, you know. One girl, she got all banged up, and they were like, the one girl was like, just keep an eye on her because she gets all fucked up, and then she does really dumb shit. You know, like they would do extra shit, you know, they would give, you know, $50 you know, and they would give handies, you know, a little side work. You know, it's like a carpenter who works for a company, but then he, you know, he'll build a deck a little bit on the side, you know, for extra money. So they would, you know, whatever, give a handy or give blowjobs or whatever for $50 on the side, $100. And the one night where it was in Hoboken, it was in this beautiful apartment, like 50 floors up. And I actually brought a friend of mine with me. He wanted to, you know, hang out and check this shit out. So we're looking around, and all of a sudden, the one girl was disappearing. She was this little. She looked like she was like six. She obviously wasn't a 16-year-old girl, but she was a very young-looking chick. She was probably 21, 22, little 21, little blonde, and she was gone. And we're like, where is this friggin' broad? And we're looking, and all of a sudden, I'm like, where, did anybody see her? They're like, oh, I think she was back there. And all of a sudden, we go, and I open a door, and it was a bathroom, and there's a dude who's literally got her on the toilet, and he's about to stick his dick in her, and she's passed out. She's out. She's out like a light. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I paid her. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. The girl's out cold. So I had to get her out of there. It was just a nightmare, dude. It was just, there was some bad stuff. Now, those are the bad examples of what used to go on at, you know, bachelor parties.
Yeah, yeah.
There were some that they would actually just go and dance, but I would say back in the day, 75% of them, there would be some, you know, extra shit going on.
Yeah, it has gotten a lot, whatchamacallit, it has gotten tamer. A lot tamer, yeah. A friend of mine who used to be a male stripper said he would have a blast where, you know, guy looks like a MMA fighter, tattoos, all kinds of stuff, and he's got a cock like a shampoo bottle, supposedly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Two and, for one?
He said he would love it when he'd be dancing around, and he would girls wouldn't recognize him, but he knew them, you know what I mean? And he said this one time, he's dancing in front of this girl, and she just, right in front of everybody. Not, no side jobs or nothing. Guys don't care about side work, the side money. Male dancers, if some girl's gonna put their cock in their mouth, he's in. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
That's the payment right there.
Yeah,
you know.
But there's this new porn. Hold on.
Real quick. He said one of his favorite times, whereas he's dancing in front of this girl and she's slobbing on him. I mean, swallowing a whole thing. And he looks down at her and goes, hey, Jen, you used to date my brother.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, it was when his older brother was one of his ex-girlfriends. And she's like, oh, my God, it's you.
Nice.
Yeah, he said wow. It was hilarious.
That's funny, man. Yeah, there was some really bad, you know, bad or good, whatever you want to call it, some funny shit, you know. But now it seems to have gone the way of, you go out for a nice steak dinner. They go golfing if it's during that time of the year. It's very tame. It's more of just a night out with your friends, you know.
And yeah, well, that's what we did. We just went to AC and
AC is a big one. Sometimes they'll go to a strip club, but it's a strip club. You know, it's like it's completely tame. There's nothing going on. You go there, you know, you throw a few bucks in a G-string, and then you guys go wherever. So that seems to be the trend or what's been going on, for the last 10 years, at least in our parts here, what we see, where it's very lame.
And there's a classic picture from my sister's bachelorette party.
Right.
And this is, I don't know, 15 years ago. But they decided to go like Chippendales. They didn't get a hooker or nothing like that. And there's a classic picture where there's a woman, and this guy's got like an aqua blue G-string and got his junk buried in her face. And all you see is her hands squeezing his ass. And the only reason I knew it was my mother because I saw the nail polish she always wears.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, those are my mom's hands.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. All she right, wasn't sucking on it. She was just, up. He was just, you know, pounding it in her forehead.
Oh, my God. That's still, like, horrible to.
Yeah. But it was in a club. It wasn't in, like, a.
Right, know, right. It was crazy. Just his. It was basically his pelvis, like if he had shorts on.
Right, exactly. Yeah. She just had
still
an inch deep into his ass buns.
It's weird, though. I have a sound of your mom. I mean, she has a little deeper voice, but I have a sound of your mom that night.
I want a cock in my mouth.
I'm not sure if that was what she said or not. Might not have been her. Could have been. I'm not sure. But, yeah, so tomorrow night I'll be down there, and now you might come if you can.
Yeah, then, I know my brother. He's coming over after work. He's got to pick up a suitcase and shit and whatnot. So I'll see him. But if he can come over earlier, I'll be able to go.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Should work out. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's getting married on Saturday, huh?
On Saturday. I got the big speech coming.
Now, how many people are doing the speech?
Me and my stepbrother. My stepbrother is, you know, they're like best pals.
Okay.
And like at my stepbrother's wedding, they had my brother and his my brother Scott's brother John, his older brother. And they both said something. So it's me and my brother, stepbrother Scott, are going to do a little speech. He's good at speeches, so I'm going to let him be funny. I don't want him to have to follow me. And everyone's going to think that I'm going to be funny and yuck it up.
Right.
But I'm just going to shoot off the hip. You know what I mean?
And throw a curveball and maybe just do a couple of nice things, maybe a couple of lines, and that's it.
Yeah, and then I'm going to take a bunch of graffiti out of my pocket and go, I thought this was a party. Let's dance. We got to cut loose.
Is that from Footloose?
Yeah. The confetti comes down. He jumps off the stage. Let's dance.
Let's dance. Yeah, okay. Kevin Bacon. Yeah. But that's cool, though. That sounds like it'll be a good time. What kind of place are they having it in?
Like a hotel. You know, regular hotel. And we're all staying at the hotel.
Is it going to be the ceremonies in one place and then you have to go to a hotel, or is it all in the same place?
I think it's separate. Yeah, there's a church, and then we got to take the limo over to the regular wedding, you know. And it should be good. It should be fun. It's weird. It's like my father, my stepfather, my other stepfather are all like sitting at the same table.
Is that the Hat Rock table or the McCoy table? I always say Hat Rock because of the Flintstones. I always screw that up.
Yeah, so they'll all be sitting together, but it's fine. Everyone's civil. It's just like, you know, my side of the family is just all over the map, and I got to somehow keep everybody involved. You know what I mean? Because my father wasn't around when I was young, but my stepfather was. So then I got to make mention of both of them equally. But then I got to also mention of my other stepfather, who's married to my mom now. Then I got to make mention of my dead uncle and my dead grandfather, because they were there when no one was there. Ooh. You know what I mean? So I got to fit all of this into the speech eloquently and with in a short period of time, so everybody gets a little love. You know what I mean?
Oof. Yeah. You don't want it to be like mine, a 12-minute speech, whatever I did for my brothers.
Yeah, well, were you heartfelt or were you joking?
It was a lot of jokes, but there were a couple of good moments, I think. It was a lot of jokes. It was like a roast. I was just fucking leveling them. It was a good chance.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was hammering him. Fuck him. He just texted me like 5 minutes ago. He's like, hey, look what I found on Craigslist. So I click on a picture, and it's a Boeing 777. A Malaysian airline going for $15 million or best offer. It's hilarious, isn't it?
Say that again. Say that one more time.
On Craigslist, he found somebody selling a Boeing 777 for $15 million or best offer.
Oh, Jesus.
Get the joke?
Got it, yeah.
You got it? Yeah.
In the chat room, is everyone at the wedding going to do the Macarena? It's Mal. And maybe the chicken dance, and then P-Rox has choked the chicken dance.
I would say 15, 20 years ago, it was the chicken dance. It was the hokey pokey. I mean, they were still doing the hokey pokey. And what was the other old school? Oh, the alley cat. When I was DJing and a couple of weddings I did, they were all wanted to do the alley cat. This was like early 90s, and it was like, really? Isn't this from the 40s? Like the alley cat? And so I guess the modern version is that
slide to the left.
Yeah, that electric.
Slide to the left.
Oh, just terrible.
I never
Boogaloo, or what is it called? Boogie Woogie Woogie. You can feel it. It's electric. Boogie woogie woogie.
The electric slide.
Electric slide. Yeah. It's terrible. It's like weddings are bad enough. They're boring. They're rigid. they're very, it's like, all right, we got to do this between 10:15 and 10:30, and then from 10:35 we mush cake in each other. And it's so rigid. It's like, why wouldn't you just want it to be just real loose and just have a good time?
Well, my family is notorious, especially my sister Tiffany and my sister Christy, notorious for going, look at this fucking, it's the Walking Dead, let's do something. Right. And they'll like initiate it, you know what I mean? And my stepfather's wedding, my stepbrother's, all of these weddings where they come up to my sisters afterwards and like, thank you for saving the wedding.
Yeah.
Because everyone's just sitting there eating fucking Chateaubriand and nobody's dancing or anything.
Chicken and butter. And yeah. It just stinks. No, because you know what? Most people don't want to go to weddings. It's not a fun night. It really isn't. I mean, if it's somebody you're close with, then you get to see a bunch of people that you haven't seen in a while. But if it's not somebody you're real tight with or family member, it's like, what are you going to do? You sit at a table with other people that you don't know, and you're just like, this blows. It's not fun. The only fun you can have is at your table, and you have to try to make it like fun with other people.
Yeah.
And it stinks.
Mal in the chat room, nowadays people request, I can't help falling in love with you on the ukulele. Well, I don't even.
The Elvis song? No, I think he. No.
Falling in love with. Is that it?
No, it's that other song.
Nope, that's not it.
No, it's not an Elvis song. It's that song on the ukulele that it became popular again, but it's a very. It's a sad kind of song. And it's a ukulele version. I heard it. Chicken dance song. No, it's not. No, I'm sorry. I'm reading the chat. I know exactly what he's talking about. It's a. Man, I wish I could remember. If somebody in any of the chats knows the song, I think they played it on the last ER when like the guy from ER died of cancer, and they play it a lot. And it's like this ukulele kind of Hawaiian song, but it's to a sad song, and it's done over.
Okay, hold on. Give me 10 seconds. Hold on a second. Give me 10 seconds.
Okay. But then there's also, I've always said there's like 5 or 6 songs that were destroyed by weddings. You can't hear them ever because of weddings. Because weddings overplayed them and just made them shitty, shitty songs. Like, number one.
Is it this one?
Nah, that's not it.
You are a cunt.
Is that you on the ukulele?
I'm gonna hate your family, but you spend my money in a whole time you don't give no poon. That's not it?
That was good, though. I like that. That's better than most of the shit I hear.
I'm not in love with you anymore. You just leave me alone, you dirty whore. Your dad is an alcoholic, and your mother's sleeping with others, and you're gonna learn that from her. No good?
Wow. That was good, dude. Look at you playing the uke.
I can play one note. Weddings are stupid. Weddings are bad. When they get divorced, the whole family is sad. The kids start doing drugs and don't go to school. That's why everybody thinks weddings are fucking cool. You should be shot in the face.
Brent.
And you're too fat for all that lace.
All right,
food sucks. Drinks aren't cheap. I didn't want to get married, but let's take a leap. You suck. Oh, you suck. There you go.
That was good.
Musical portion of the show.
Brent put in a link, and it's 21 Pilots. It's just some kid. Hold on. Let's see.
Wise men say only fools rush.
Yeah, this is the one I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got radio play. This is a great song by Elvis, man. It's awesome.
Falling in love with you.
I'm very emotional today. I might get a little sniffer out. I might start to cry. I want to hear Kenny's angry fucking song.
No, I can't help cleaning this blood off the floor.
Off you. Come on.
I came home with a little glitter in my hair. You accused me of cheating. Go screw in the air. Now I took my gun out and I put it to your face. And I screwed up the pillows with all the blood on the lace. I just rhymed lace twice.
Yeah, I don't know too many people that can do that. That's very good. Holy shit. Yeah, but I was saying how there's some songs now that are, there are a couple of songs that are absolutely destroyed and ruined because of weddings. The overplayedness, and then it's like, the first one is You Shook Me All Night Long by AC/DC. Has to be the worst rock song ever. And it's just horrendous. It's so unbelievably bad. And I don't know if it's just because it got played so much. And then once weddings decided, oh, well, we could play this. It's so popular and everybody will sing along with it and dance. It's so unlistenable, too.
There was a good run with that Butterfly Kisses bullshit.
Butterfly that one, Kisses?
The Butterfly Kisses fucking song.
I don't know.
That had a good run.
For weddings?
Yeah, it's about his little girl growing up. And then gives her butterfly kisses, you know what I mean? Where they their eyelids touch or they fucking wriggle their nose together. Ooh. Oh, it's a fucking off YouTube it. It's fucking, what a suck job that one is.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that shit. But there's also, like, I'm talking about, like, even, like, poppy songs and peppy tunes. Like, You Shook Me All Night Long. Neil Diamond, fucking Sweet Caroline. I cannot listen to that song because all it does is remind me of weddings and drunk people at a bar. It's the worst.
P-Rock put yakety sacks.
Yakety sacks. It's the worst, dude. Dude, as soon as I hear, I'm just like, here it comes. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, shut up. Nobody wants to hear it. Nobody wants to hear you. Blah, blah, blah. Good times. It's just, it's so unbelievable. And the worst one is, and unfortunately, it's a really good song. A good, well-written song, but you can't listen to it, is Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Yeah. Weddings have ruined it. Get the girls on this end.
No,
this
I think
hand.
Meatloaf ruined it.
Well, maybe.
When Jim's, he wrote it.
Well, no, Jim Steinman wrote it. But anyway, it's just, you know, it's like the girls get on one side and the guys get on the other, and it's like, all right, we're going to play the roles, and you girls are like, let me sleep on it. Do you tell me you love me? Let me sleep on it. Why don't you tell me you love me? It's like, you know what, dude? Why don't you just bang her and never talk to her again? Why do you have to get married to the broad? I never understood that fucking aspect of the song. It's like, all right, you know, you're such an honest guy, and you're such a morally fucking upstanding person that because you promised her you'd marry her, and after you banged her, you had to marry this twat. Stop it! Why? What makes you think she wants to be with you anyway? After you bang her for 2 minutes in the front seat of a car, in the front seat, really?
You should get an Eagle Talon. I mean, a Dodge Intrepid.
You can get a Dodge Intrepid. You can get your butthole eaten out from the back seat. Very comfortably, might add. You know, I mean, I was probably 250 at the time. I was still a big boy. I comfortably fucking flop those fucking my mediocre fucking muscled legs flopping back there and go to town there, skinny. your thing. Gobble, gobble, gobble. And, but
yeah. I feel this wedding will be cursed. And just to let you know, this won't be my first. yeah, there's a lot of songs. Like, you know what? The first person to do, like, one of those grand entrances, you know what I mean? Those staged entrances where they dance or do a fucking skit. First person, you get away with it. Everybody else, knock it the fuck off.
Yeah, I understand. You come down and, you know, you have your each entrance and you come out and you dance it for a while. It's usually, what, Celebration? But the song when everybody's coming out to? Right?
It should be the fucking Taps.
I actually know what song they're going to come out to when you get married, Kenny.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Are you ready?
The heat is on. The heat is on.
And now, for the first time, as husband and wife, give it up to Mr. and Mrs. Heat is on, Kenny Michaels. Yep, the only reason she's with him is because he proclaimed that he had a lot of heat on him at the time. And she thought, oh, he's a catch. Meanwhile, he's living with his sister, doing a podcast for 9 years, not making any money. And he hasn't done stand-up at a dining room table. He hasn't done fucking stand-up in 2 years.
And a ukulele, he can only play one note.
That's right. Yeah, we'll just get it. It's my new song I got for us. So whenever you get into the heat thing, Kenny, we have it for you now.
I like it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm surprised. There's a lot of people in the chat room. I thought everybody'd be out boozing it up.
Maybe they boozed up today, or maybe they did it over the weekend and celebrated. I don't know.
It is a Monday.
It is a Monday, yeah. I mean, St. Paddy's Day is always different, right? Just depending on when it comes on, right?
Yeah, I think it's always the 17th.
Yeah, it's always the 17th, so whatever day it comes out. All right. That's cool. Thanks for checking us out. And who? And when you say in the chat, Moosey? Moosh?
Mal?
Mal.
Yeah, there's Western Echo, P-Rock, Mal.
Mal. Did you see? I think Mal.
Miss Schickel and Roe. Oh,
Miss Schickel and Roe
family?
Rory.
Roe from Long Island.
Roe from Long Island. Yeah, yeah. She's cool. But I think Mal is the one that sent the. Did you see the picture that Mal put up of me as Conti Candy?
No.
You didn't see it? Oh, I wonder if Brent could put it in the chat, because I only have it. It was on my Twitter. They sent it. It's fucking great. You know what I'll do? I'll text it to you. It's fantastic, dude. It's a great photo. And I'm not even sure who Mal. I think Mal works for. I think Mal has something to do with the station, and shit. Let me see if Brent knows where it is. It's the picture of me as it's Conti Candy instead of cotton candy, and it's and they said,
well,
it was.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, and they said Conti is. Salty as he is sweet, and it was fucking great, man. It was a great fucking photo that he put. So I appreciate it. Him or her? I'm not sure if it's a guy or a girl. It looks very artistic, so it could be a chick. You know, I give the guys were just fucking pigs. So when I see something done quite nicely, I think it's a goyal. But see if maybe if Brent, it's on my Twitter account.
She said, I'm MLR's fave artist.
Oh, yes, that's right, because I saw she did a couple things for The Red Show and P-Rock, you know, a personal thing for him. So thank you very much. If Brent could find it on my Twitter account and put it in the chat rooms, that would be very, very sweet of him, our producer, Brent. Follow him at WhiteAssBrent. All right.
Yeah, she confirmed I am a chick.
That's cool.
You can write it. there's other ways to prove it.
Hey, listen. I've been in the same room, and I haven't been able to confirm if it was a girl or not. So, you know, I don't know if that's going to really definitely make me convince me, but I've always had a bit of a problem with that. You know, they have the wide back, and then they already start, and you got to let them go. You know, what am I going to interrupt her? I think that might have happened to me once, maybe, back in the early days. My friend was hiding in the back of the car at the time.
Did you do anything?
What do you mean?
Well, did you make out with him or her? No.
This was a hooker. They don't make out with you. What do you think? I'm a pig? They just blow you.
You wouldn't want to disrespect her.
What do you think? I'm a fucking animal?
Lovingly.
What do you think? I'm a fucking... you think I'm an animal, huh? I'm not going to get a divorce. I'll just, keep all the gomadas around, you know? Yeah, that was bad. It was, I was in a hatchback, and my friend didn't want to fucking, he didn't want to stay out, and, you know, out on the streets while I, you know, picked one up. So he fucking hid in the back of the hatchback with like a white sheet over him. And while I was getting blown by what, it was the one time that I wasn't 100% sure once it got in the car. I wasn't sure exactly the sex of it. And I was, inside, it was probably the last time I prayed. I was like, please let this be a chick. And she seemed girly, you know. And then all of a sudden I was like, she got some V on this fucking body. She got a nice V, you know. I don't know. Seems a little bit, you know, she's got a little V going on with the back. And
like the in-shape V.
A little in-shape V, you know. I'm like, all right, maybe she's a fucking...
And you could see it as her face is buried in your lap.
Yeah, maybe she's a fucking gymnast.
You're like, look at the contours of this. Well, what nationality? Black, white?
I think it was a white chick.
Spanish, that's even harder.
Spanish looking? Yeah, that's the problem. And I always think, if you ever get fooled by a Filipino girl who's a guy, it doesn't count. It does not count against you, because there's no way to tell. There's no way to tell unless you rip their fucking clothes off. And I'm not
right.
I'm not animal. I don't do that.
Yeah, there's, you don't make out with them either.
No,
disrespectful human being.
No, you fucking blow your
The Puerto Rican ones are like that, too.
Your Puerto Rican ones, too?
Oh, yeah. You. There might be some. I've seen one or two in real life where I'm like, when I used to go to all the nightclubs, where I was like, damn, that's a hot-looking dude. And then I've seen a couple of shows where I'm like, I would have no idea.
Yeah.
I would have no idea, no clue.
Yeah, there's a couple. Most of them are very easy to spot, you know, and that's when I give them the once-over. Like, you think there's anybody else around? All right, I'll give it a shot, and then I'll go and continue to drive around a little more. But
you know what? You're in a Honda CRX. It doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah, I'm in a...
Just get it over with.
It wasn't even... Dude, check this out. It wasn't even my car. It was my mother's fucking friend who owned a body shop was fixing my car. So I was using his car, and I was driving his car around in the city looking to get blown by a fucking chick. And, dude, I mean, that's how much of a... I had a problem, you know, like I definitely had a problem, because I would risk like getting trouble all the time, you know, like getting arrested. Yeah. But that was the one thing I never feared.
Sorry, Mike, Joseph ain't going to be able to pick up his car. And neither are you, because it's in a pound in the Brooklyn. It's in a Navy Yard in the Brooklyn, because he was trying to get a blowjob from an Indonesian.
Yeah, it's in the Brooklyn. It's in one of those Brooklyn Yard places. There's a young girl in the couch. They don't let her out. I don't understand why she's still
in
there.
And they just posted up pictures on the telephone poles. Here's a friend's are missing, too. Meanwhile, your friend's dried up like a fish that flew out of a fish tank. You can find it on the rug, stuck to the carpeting. Miss Chickle, we had one of those in our office the other day from Indonesia. Yeah, they're tough, man.
It's a tough call. And I think it's unfair for us, for you to be out there roaming the streets. I'm just saying. Just find yourself another profession, because it's just not fair. I could tell you, dude. I could just tell more stories, dude. Our one treacherous night in Jersey City, probably the worst night of my hooker tenure, which was all my fault. And you know that story, right? Where like four or five of us end up going to her house?
No? I don't remember.
Oh, my God. All right. So, you want to hear this?
Sure. Everybody else does.
This is fucking bad news. All right. This actually might be the deal breaker where my girlfriend's going to lock the door. All right. But here we go. Here we go. So, one night, picked up some, you know, hooker in the city, blah, 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 the thing. And she was like, hey, listen, she was cute. She was probably, you know, maybe late 30s. And she was Spanish, heavy accent. And she was like, hey, listen, if you're ever in Jersey, you know, if you and maybe if a couple of your friends are looking, instead of going into New York, you give me a call. You hit me up. I'm like, all right, cool. So I got to, this is what happens to a zilch like me. Guys get phone numbers from girls in clubs. I've never gotten a number from a girl in a club or a bar in my life. But I've had massage parlors call me up when they moved, and then I had a hooker. I had a massage parlor call me to let me know that they moved, okay? I swear to God, dude. I'm not kidding you. And then this hooker gives me her number because she figures this zilch will probably be coming back.
Oh, my God.
So,
that's brilliant.
So she's one night I was like, look, me and a couple of my friends, and we were like, yeah, why don't you know, we're looking to, you know, hang out and party and stuff. And she's like, hey, listen, if you want, it's for the three or four of you. There's me and my other friend, and we can do like a little two-on-one session. I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. So there were four of us. And was it four? One, two, three, four. Yes. And one was my old roommate and me, and then two other Greek guys, right, who were Greek guys are animals, okay? Greek guys, every Greek guy on the planet is fucking cheating on his wife, okay? Done. End of story. They're all doing it. They love their wives, but they are just fucking bad. They always... But so now we go to the place, and they actually... It's like we go into a room, and it's like her living room, but there's all chairs, and we're like sitting there waiting, and there's like a dude there, like a decent-sized black dude, like just hanging out. So I guess that was like her security. Mm-hmm. Could have been her boyfriend, whatever it is. So I was just looking to just get blown. You know, I was just, I didn't really do the sex thing with hookers a lot. It was very rare. It was more just, and take, you know, goodbye.
Well, so, quick fix.
So my one friend goes first. I don't know how I ended up going second. It was my fucking deal. And he fucking talked himself into going first. But I didn't care. I'm not fucking kissing. So he goes first, does his thing, and then comes out. So then I go. And what happened was she was taking care of me. So she laid me down on the bed, but it was real dark. And she's like, she goes, my friend's going to come and, you know, mess around a little too. I'm like, all right, that's cool. But she wasn't really doing anything. Like, I was sitting there waiting to see if, like, you know, basically you want, like, two chicks, you know, taking care of you. But it wasn't. It was just her. And then the other girl was just like just playing, watching, like playing with my balls and shit. It was like weird, right? But I was like, whatever, you know, I paid like $60. I didn't have to pay the $4 to get into the fucking city. So it's like, okay, it's cool. Then
she comes out of the shadows, and it's like,
well, that's, you couldn't even see her, right?
It's like some guy named George.
Well, but
jingling your ball.
Yeah, so it's like, so then the third guy goes, and then the last guy goes. Now, as the last guy's in there, this guy Steve, and he's a fucking retard, like just like a sweet guy, but just dumb as a fucking microphone. Like he's just not a real smart dude. And so now he's in there forever. We were all in there 10 minutes, dude. We all just got, you know what I mean? Got blown, boom, you're done. You know what I mean? He's in there for a half hour. And we're like, where the what's taking him so long? What happened was he finally comes out, and we're leaving. So we're going. And now we get in the car, and we're leaving. And my friend, who went first, starts fucking laughing. He could not stop laughing. So he's like, well, you know, and we're like, what's so funny? He's like, oh, no, I want to know, you know, what'd you guys do? So, you know, me and the other guy, we're like, yeah, we got blown. And he told me this. He said the same thing. She's like, yeah, she just kind of was like rubbing my balls. But almost like if you were like trying to paint something, but you didn't want to be near it. And you were like trying to do it from as far as you can. Your arm is right, all outstretched. Right. Like you almost didn't want to do that. And we're like, all right. And the last dude was like, well, yeah, so he was like, I wanted to bang her, you know. But she didn't want to bang me, you know. But her friend was like, yeah, you know, her friend was like, her friend will bang you, but she wouldn't let me bang her only in the ass. So she was laying, she wouldn't lift her ass up off the fucking, off the bed, so I just banged her in the ass. So my fucking friend is in tears now. He's fucking, he's in tears laughing. Because what happened was, when he, the first guy went in, he was like, oh, so what's going on? What happened was, she goes, oh, my friend is going to come in. And from another door, his door opens, but it's dark. And she shuts the door, and he's like, well, I can't see her. And she fucking turns the light on for maybe a millisecond. And it's like, light on, off. And he said he saw like this fucking half a Filipino kid with a bad wig. Like, hey, what's up? And he was like, this is a fucking dude. This is a fucking dude. So he didn't give a shit. He figured, I'm going to fucking do what I'm doing. And I'm passing this on to the other fucks. And never said anything to anybody. So now he's telling us this. And now we're realizing that Steve fucked this little Filipino boy from the in the fucking back end because he didn't give it. And dude, so now we're sitting there. I'm driving going, oh my God, this is unbelievable. And we're just sitting there dying laughing. And I'm sitting there because the empathy, I'm instantly the one who's like, I got to stop being like, dude, man, you know, you all right? And he's like, I don't give a fuck. I just need to fuck. Like, he didn't care. Even after he found out, he didn't give a shit.
You know, I would have liked to see him when he got home by himself.
I don't think so. He's so stupid. No? I don't think he realized. Really? I don't think he even realized what he had done. It was like, dude, what are you doing? So it was just like, my friend is such a douchebag that he was like, no way. If I'm getting involved with this, you're all getting involved. I'm not coming back here and going, hey, dude, listen.
What?
If
well
fucking
played.
Felipe comes in through the fucking side fucking storm door, do not fucking, no. He was like, no, no, everything's cool. So we so we all got a little taste. And then Steve gave her the old fucking shimaloo and was like, what? And dude, I drove away going, what did I just do? What's going on here? And I'm questioning my sexuality. Now I'm sitting there going, does this make me gay? Because some dude grabbed my balls? It was just fucking really strange, man.
No, no, you're fine. You didn't Liberace the dude like
no,
you did.
No, dude, I don't even do that to girls that I know are girls. You know what I mean? And when they're hookers, you know, I didn't Liberace him. But this fucking chimp didn't care. He was like, I'm giving it to that fucking, the one with the rickshaw. I'll fucking put it right in his fucking back end. He didn't care. And after we told him it was a guy, he didn't care. Fucking, they're crazy, dude.
He fucks the cast of Gung Ho, and he doesn't give a shit.
It's just fucking bad, dude. Jesus,
that's crazy, man. I would probably put a bullet right in my face.
Oh, dude,
I would be eating some lead.
I took some shower. I took a nice long shower when I was done. I have to tell you that right now. And then I called.
I mean, but what you had was basically just like a doctor giving you an exam. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, it was a weird scenario.
But when you check the doctor's prostate with the tip of your dick, then you're in a whole different realm.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, it was odd, man. I'm like, what in the fuck is going on? I just knew there was something weird, you know? And I just couldn't figure it out, but I think I know what was really going on. I heard it from the other room. The heat is on. I think that was going on. All right, we should take a break, huh?
Sure, yeah, we'll take a quick break.
Yeah, let's take a break. We've been doing an hour. I gotta clean my fucking nose out. It must be annoying to listen. To hear me with my nose all.
It's not that bad, except when you blow it without the mic turned off.
Oh, okay. I should do that a little more often. All right. Let's take a break then.
All right.
We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more Conti and Kenny show on morelikearadio.com.
Here you go. This is how you listen live to the Conti and Kenny show. It's from 7 to 10 p.m. You can download the TuneIn app and search More Like Radio or listen through the chat on morelikeradio.com/live. from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Then listen to the last hour on contiandkenny.com or on contiandkenny.com from 7 to 10 the whole night. You can hear that however you want, you know? It's just a load of bollocks. It's so convoluted you wouldn't believe. Why they can't just keep it simple? One click. That's all you need. One bloody click. Dopey bloody Guido.
Hey, you. Yes. You guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no, 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 God, oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not as painful as that. Yeah.
CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/mlrsmoke.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do you do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
We've always got something special on the menu here at Metal Breakfast Radio, whether it be death metal, punk, hardcore, industrial, poppadoms, kebabs, lambulti, pashwari naan, and would you like an onion bhaji for a starter? I seem to have strayed from my original brief somewhat, so in a nutshell, Metal Breakfast Radio is tasty, hot, and goes well with a few pints. Stream it or order a takeaway from RadioFreeSatan.com. Metal Breakfast Radio, where we open our arms wide to all the cultures of the world.
I defecate on his beard.
Ah, piss off.
Sometimes we stink and you don't.
Shut up.
The Conte and Kenny Show.
We're back. You there, Ken?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm. It's a Conte and Kenny show on morelikeradio.com. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll be strictly on conteandkenny.com. And starting tonight, at 9 o'clock, Back Talk Radio is no more. It's going to be Daytime Divas at night. Yep. The Dark Fox moved on and is doing some other projects. So it's going to be Marianne and Kitty doing their Daytime Diva at Night show. So 9 to 11.
Divas After Dark.
Divas After Dark. Actually, if one of them was listening to the show, maybe they would hear that and think that's a really good name. Divas After Dark. If you want to call in our show, which is on every Monday night, 7 to 10, you can call us up at 240-HI-CNK, which is 240-442-2635, or call us on Skype, NPN Studios, or just go sit in the chats and be part of the show. morelikeradio.com/live. It's live. So
yeah, I apologize. I almost just died.
Oh, okay. What were you doing?
I was eating something and then taking a drink, trying to be too fast, and it went down too many different tubes.
Ooh,
that's not good. And I fucking just exploded all over the dining room.
Oh, boy. You all right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just, there's still air and stuff coming out of all different holes.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm good, though. I'm good.
Okay.
I do that often when I'm trying to rush, like on the show. You know what I mean? I've done that in studio where I'm like, all right, let me get a couple of bites in real quick. Because it's around dinner time, so you're hungry. You know what I mean? Okay. And I wind up taking a big mouthful of food and then slug a like an alcoholic beverage, and then it just goes apeshit all over my ukulele. The phone, but I'm good now.
Oh, the ukulele song? That song that I was talking about?
No, I spit up all over my ukulele.
No. Remember the song we were talking about? I couldn't think of the song?
Yeah.
It's What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong. It's it's that ukulele version. What a wonderful world.
Also, another ukulele one. That one got real popular. A couple of different movies. Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
That's the one. Sorry. Yep, that's the one, too.
Weston Echo exploded all over the living room. Did you, Ken? Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I exploded all over the dining room.
Yeah.
I'm still exploding a little bit.
Colorado Dickhead says, now he knows how that Filipino felt.
That's funny.
Yeah. Should I, dude, if you want to get a laugh, dude, if we call my mother right now, because every time I talk to my mother, you can tell my mother watches TMZ and, like, the E! Channel. And, like, maybe Channel 7 News. Because the only things she can talk about are, like, the one big, huge news story that's going on. Or any other stupid entertainment stories. And it's just hilarious. Like she's just a mess, dude. She's got... Guarantee she'll be like, I know what happened to the plane. And she goes, how can her thing is like 4 or 5 days ago. Every time she sees somebody, she goes, how could plane disintegrate? I'm like, what are you talking about? How does a plane just disintegrate? I'm like, we don't know anything about the plane. Why are you assuming that it disintegrates? She's just out of her mind, dude. My mother is so predictable. In what's the big news story today? That wouldn't be very political, but like a really huge news story.
Russia. Yeah. Sanctions.
Nope. That's too complicated for her. Dude, I explained to you. New Jersey is the only state. New Jersey, I think, and Oregon are the only two states left where you can't pump your own gas, right? Every other
Oregon,
state.
Oregon, really?
Yeah, I think it's Oregon. Yeah. If tomorrow they changed it to where you have to pump your own gas, I would have to pump my mother's gas twice a week. I would literally have to go to her house, drive her, or meet her at a gas station and pump her gas. My mother would have no idea what to do. She would never, ever be able to do it. So she's a very simple, I'm being very nice here. She's a very simple person. Oh, boy. So... You know what? We might as well discuss it a little bit real quick. I don't want to be on this for a long time, but this fucking plane.
Now, oh, yeah.
It's like it's getting weird now, like that it might not have crashed. Now it's like now all of a sudden all these weird, crazy like theories could be some of them because now they're saying that it may not have. It's not 100% that it crashed now.
Right. Well, they've put the search on, and unless you crash into like the Andes Mountains, you know what I mean, or a rainforest or something. There's usually a trail where you just got to see it, and most of the time, a big airliner like that will leave some sort of. You know, if you're in a Cessna, you might disappear.
Right.
You know, under the snow. Yeah,
this is a fucking Airbus, man, you know?
Yeah, this is a huge thing there. I mean, there's thousands of gallons of fuel, and this is just a giant, even to hit the ocean. You know what I mean? It's unheard of that there wouldn't be some sort of a debris field or anything. And they're saying now they're looking, they raided the pilot's house, the co-pilot. They're pulling up videos now of the co-pilot and stuff. So... It's become a criminal investigation.
But what are they videos of? What what are they looking?
For? Just like the guy, the co-pilot had his own flight simulator.
Okay,
it's because he liked to fly, I guess, and just like practice at home.
Well, that sounds very criminal.
Yeah, but the boggling thing is, I think the both pilots, I believe, one of them has a Muslim name.
Okay.
And they're looking into 100%. They shut the shit off. The plane didn't crash because it lost a wing or something.
Yeah,
they totally sabotaged the whole thing.
The desponder.
Transponder.
Transponder. Can I ask the question that I think most people want to know?
Why? About 6.5 good mushroom.
No. I know about the good mushroom, bro. Why? Why is there a transponder? Why is there an option for you? What is the reason why you would have to turn the transponder off? Why?
Well, that's a big thing now, is they are making it so that, you know, all these new Boeing contracts for Japan and China, they're all going to change policies where you can't touch it. Yeah, you won't be able to touch it.
There shouldn't be a way to turn it off. It shouldn't be anything. It should be just, you can't. How do you turn it off? You know, that's it.
Yeah. It's there, so it's not supposed to. It's there so we can find you when you're dead.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's there to let everybody else know that you're there also. You know what I mean? They say the radar doesn't know who the hell you are, so it sends out a ping. When the ping catches your transponder, the transponder says, hey, this is flight 370 from, you have to enter this all in before you, it's your flight plan. You have to enter it all in, so it's flight Malaysia going from Bangkok to Thailand to China, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's almost like your driver's light. It's like your license plate.
Exactly. It's an easy pass. The easy pass goes and flashes it on you, on your transponder. So you shut that off. You don't want to be seen. You know what I mean? And the reason why they knew that it changed course and it was flying for hours afterwards was because the radar was going, hey, who are you? Hey, who are you? Respond. And no response. So they're putting two and two together going, that's the only motherfucker with the transponder off. There's the plane. You know, that's why it was heading in the other direction. But, I mean, to pull off where that guy calls up Afghanistan and goes, hey, I got a 777. I'm a little disgruntled. I want to hijack all these people. Get me an airport. You know what I mean? Get me somewhere large enough to land this plane. It's almost impossible to pull off. But it's also the strange thing. It's almost also impossible not to find the fucking plane.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. There should have been something, unless we missed the window on finding the debris field in the other part, closer to Afghanistan through that one sea. Unless because it's already been over a week. Unless we missed the mark to find it over there, we'll never find it.
I bet you the truthers know some sort of abandoned airfield in Cincinnati, Ohio, where they're all at, right? Like, no phone calls. Like, if you know what I mean? Like, somebody would have made a phone call or a text message. Like, you got 280 people's cell phones and laptops, and, like, you plan this out that good. Hey, listen, we're going to just disappear. Nobody's going to know, and we're going to be in this whatever hangar for 2 weeks. And then we're going to have, I don't know, a fucking happy return party. And then have Bill Murray and the guys from Stripes fucking, you know, hey. Like, I don't understand the
Army
logic.
Training, sir.
It just doesn't, I don't understand the logic if there was some sort of hijacking. Like, where are you and what are you doing? I mean, that would be the cool thing to know that 280 people didn't just perish and are sitting there strapped in their seats dead at the bottom of the ocean right now. Like, it's just awful. But that's what we think happened.
Right. Well, you could rapidly decompress a cabin, not to the point where it could explode and just go into bits and pieces. But remember the golfer Payne Stewart?
Right.
They actually had to shoot his private plane down because what happens is you decompress the decompress the cabin. There's no more oxygen. Okay, somehow you fool with the oxygen tanks. Don't let the oxygen go to the passengers, and then everybody fades away, and it gets so cold in the cab in the cabin that the reason why they knew nobody was flying the plane is because all of the windows were covered in ice. So that means all the moisture in your air completely froze, and they were like, there's no one alive on this plane. You know what I mean? And it was just on autopilot flying for thousands of miles, so they had to shoot it down.
Right.
Something similar to that, if he sabotaged it, something like that could have been similar, where there were no, it happened rapidly enough, where they were high enough at altitude, where, where they, you know, somehow did it, where everybody just immediately, it's almost not immediate, but it happens pretty fast. It's almost like a carbon monoxide poisoning. Where you're just sitting there and you're like, oh, I feel fine. Boom, out. You know?
Wow.
Where there's no warning. There's no nothing. You just kind of fade away. And, you know, that's possible. You know, somebody on Payne, you know, there was, I don't know, five or six people on Payne Stewart's flight. And nobody made a call or, you know, no mayday.
Right.
From the ground. They were just like, why isn't this guy landing? Which is also, that could have been something very possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they're also saying that he may have flown under 5,000 feet to get away from the radar, which is a possibility too. Hmm. So it's whacked out, man. It's really whacked out.
It really is, dude.
How do you lose a fucking jetliner?
A huge one.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is like one of those Airbuses, right?
It's a bigger one. It's probably I would say mid-sized.
It's a sedan.
Yeah. Power windows.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you figure it holds 300 people.
Right.
Or 240, whatever it was, 250 people. So it's a pretty big plane.
We should call my mother real quick, dude. Ask her what she thinks. You got to hear her fucking ridiculous. Here, we'll do it real fast. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Really? What could you possibly be doing? I should have called her home number. She's the worst. Guarantee she calls me back, not knowing who it is. Hold on. I'm just going to get her home number.
Sure.
Because I'm pretty sure her home number, she'll answer. I just don't know it by heart. Okay, let's try that again. All right, let's try this one. Come on. There she is.
Hello?
Hey, Ma.
Hey, Joe. Where are you?
We're on the air. We're doing the show with Kenny. Say hi, Kenny.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Kenny. How are you?
Very good, very good.
We just wanted to know. We were discussing the missing airplane. And because you've probably been watching the news all day. What do you think? Like, what do you think that happened to this airplane?
Disintegrated?
I don't know.
No, it fell in the water, Joe.
Well, how come there's no debris?
Because it disintegrated.
Why? I don't understand. What do you mean disintegrated?
It disappeared.
Like magic? What do you mean it disappeared?
Consumed.
Kenny, do you know what she's talking about?
Yeah, hitting the ocean and just completely falling apart and sinking.
That's it.
That's what you think would happen?
Benny, you're going to be my son. Forget about Joseph, because you understand me better.
Yeah, he understands your English better than I do. Okay.
So, you're Auckland?
What?
You in Auckland?
No, we're in Clifton. What do you mean?
Oh, 240. It's a area called the
240. That's the phone number for on our computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you think it disintegrated and hit the water?
I think so.
You don't think it was hijacked and now it's in Afghanistan somewhere?
Uh huh.
Oh, you think?
And everybody disappear because all the fishes and everything is destroyed.
The fish
bodies that they swallow from the fish.
Oh, that must have been some big fish.
Yeah, what do you call those big fish? Shark?
Kenny, what do we call the big fish?
Shark. Sharks. Shark, or there could be some sort of smaller fish feeding on it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of debris. And most of the time, actually, the thing is when there's a heavy impact from a water impact, through
right.
the force, it disintegrates the clothing of all the people. So that's why when they go and they pick people up out of the water, they don't have any clothes on because of the force of them being tumbled. It's almost like going through a washing machine or a high
yes.
pressure. So if,
yes,
if very, very, very
you got
easily
it, baby.
Fish, yeah, very easily fish could be consuming them.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there any, because we didn't get a chance, we got here real late and we didn't get a chance to look at the news or anything. Was there anything interesting on the news or anything today? Like,
Bullshit, the same bullshit.
Same bullshit?
You know. Same bullshit all the time. This one kills herself because she has $60 million to pay. Mike Jagger is a girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, Mick Jagger's girlfriend committed suicide.
I told you.
Self? How did she kill herself?
Oh, I didn't even hear about this. What'd she do?
I'm not sure.
Something about... I don't know how she killed herself. It sounds very stupid.
Yeah, something. She opened up a clothing line, and she owed money or something like that. But she's dating Mick Jagger. He's worth $500 million.
She was taking her money from him. What are you dating for? She's 24 years younger than she is. And he is. He's an old man. Fart. He could give out $60 million to pay.
He's an old man fart. I don't know. I think that means it stinks real bad.
Yeah, you know what? When something like that happens, I think there's other things behind it because there's, you know, she has plenty of money. She has access to plenty of money, so she might have been mentally ill.
It takes a minute to lose your mind.
Yeah, and we've been on the phone with you for 4 minutes, Ma.
And you lost your mind already?
Maybe. Could be. It's four. 4 minutes and 20 seconds so far.
Come on, Joe.
All right. Well,
I'm a mother.
Yeah, I know you are. You're a good mother.
A cool mother, I said.
What'd you say, a cool mother?
Cool mother.
Oh. Yeah, I guess
so. Why, you don't think I'm a cool mother?
I don't know. I don't know what a cool mother is anymore. I do.
Come on. You know that. Hey, Beverly came back from Florida?
Yes, she did.
Eat your heart out, son. She was on vacation and you stayed home and eat sauce that she cooked for you.
Okay. That's an interesting hypothesis. All right. Okay. Well, we just wanted to see if you had any news, anything in the news that you wanted to bring up that we could talk about because we didn't have any time to check the news. So.
But, God. Nothing really good. One of the guys died. What's his name?
What guy?
I forgot his name.
David Brenner.
That's right. Hey, you know everything. What are you asking me for?
All right.
You know any goddamn thing and you ask me?
Well, Kenny seems to be the smart one in the family, so you must have dumped him off at a farm.
Oh, Miss Cott, you are a cool mom. I'm on your side.
Thank you. Now you know that. Okay. Tell my son Joseph that I am.
All right.
All right, you guys have a good time.
All right, I'll see you later.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye. Now you know why I need to be in therapy, right? You understand?
What are you asking me for?
What are you asking me for? Fucking psychopath. She's out of her fucking gourd.
Yeah, they're loving her in the chat room.
Yeah. She's a kook.
Yeah. Melissa said she hanged herself on a doorknob.
Of course she did. She's one of those skinny models. Only a fucking model could hang themselves on a doorknob.
How do you hang yourself on unless you're fucking Hervé Villechaize? It's impossible.
Unless that
Google
doorknob.
Hervé Villechaize, you'll know exactly
unless
what I'm
that
about.
Doorknob was on a yellow brick road somewhere. I don't think.
Yeah, well, what doorknob? Was it the one for the opening of the space shuttle? How the fuck you get up there?
Unless she hung herself on a doorknob in a Tom Petty video. Nothing on that.
No, I got nothing on that one.
Tom Petty video that they don't come around here no more. It's all big, huge chairs.
Oh, yeah.
That would have
worked.
There
you go.
It would have worked if somebody would have known what the fuck I was talking about. That's all right.
Yeah, if that's true, I don't know. Well, how do you sit up? You know what I mean?
Yeah, really.
You know, you're sitting there, and obviously, if you're killing yourself, sitting down, okay, because you had to be sitting down, and just choking yourself, you're not going to commit to it. You're going to be like, this is stupid.
Yeah, it's like trying to make yourself blink, but somebody else will just, you know, wave their hands in front of you, and you can't help blinking. You're not going to continue to choke yourself, to kill yourself. You pull the trigger on a gun, you're finished, you know? But if you had to pull it and keep pulling it, and then after, like, you know, when it gets all the way down and it keeps hurting and the bullet gets more and more into your head, then maybe I would understand. But it's like, no, you would...
If you have to drill the bullet into your own skull...
Exactly, yes, exactly, right.
I'm totally right there with you. It's a doorknob. Sit up. You know what I mean?
Right. Get a chair.
Put your hands under your ass and you're fine.
Yeah.
If that's what Melissa just said, that's what it said in the article. I'll have to check it out.
A doorknob. That's the weirdest thing ever.
I know. You know, and it wasn't even like, what's his name, David Carradine or the NXS guy, you know, where it was the autoerotica.
Autoerotica, yeah, exactly. Asphyxiation.
You know, at least they were in like a closet or something.
Yeah, but she was on a doorknob. Maybe what happened was she was so skinny, they mistook her for a Chinese menu, and they hung her on a doorknob to, like, let people know, like, hey, listen, new place, open up. We have a happy family special. And she ended up dying there. She had a Do Not Disturb shirt on, and they hung her on the
doorknob. We have an unhappy
come
girlfriend
on!
Special. Well, I'm sorry. I stepped on it. What'd you say?
That was a doozy. I said she had a Do Not Disturb sign on her shirt, and they hung her on a doorknob.
Oh, that's a good one. And then I stepped on it with
you, go ahead, you were,
we have an unhappy girlfriend special.
Unhappy girlfriend special. I like that. You were continuing.
Yeah. I don't get it. There's so many better ways. Mile in the chat room, be a man and jump in front of a friggin' train.
Yeah. Hey, I knew a girl that did that. She was a man. She fucking jumped in front of a train.
Yeah, there was actually down in Jersey here, there's a bar called Poor Billy's. It used to be called Poor Billy's. It was big in the 80s and the 90s.
Oh, right on Route 9 over there?
Yeah.
I went there once, yeah.
It's called Chris Michaels now, but the guy that owned it actually legally changed his name to Poor Billy. On his license and everything.
So his first name is Poor?
Poor Billy, yeah. And the place was called Poor Billy's. Changed his name to Poor Billy. And then the place was struggling a little bit, and then his mom came in to run the place, and then he jumped in front of a Amtrak.
Really?
Poor Billy. <Yep.
laughs> Maybe he had a premonition.
Yeah, he was depressed for a long time.
Did he have a little train conductor hat on when he was sitting there?
I think he had a sad hat. To be honest. It was a little sad hat.
Wow.
Yeah, to change your name to Poor Billy, you fucking self-loathing jerk fuck.
I was actually thinking it was more of, you know, like a...
Monetary?
Like an arrogant thing, no? Like, oh, I'm going to change my name to Poor Billy because, you know, that's the name of my place.
No. It was, woe is me, Billy.
Oh, Poor Billy.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what they were saying. That's why he I guess he always had mental issues a little bit.
Yeah, I guess.
And then he legally changed his name to Poor Billy, and then wound up having a crying fit and throwing himself in front of a train.
Well, good luck there, sir.
Enjoy the afterlife. tip your waitresses.
What a douche. I mean, what a mentally ill fuck. Sorry. That's, I would have to say...
That's a terrible idea.
That's a terrible idea.
That's a great fucking sound clip. Nobody's got that.
That's a terrible idea.
That's fucking awesome.
That's a terrible idea. That's a terrible idea.
A lot.
I It sure does suck a lot, let me tell you.
Wow. I've known probably maybe 5 to 7 people that have killed themselves? I don't have a lot of respect for them. I really don't.
I have one guy I went to high school with. Let's see. He hung himself. This girl that threw her in front of a train when we were like 17. I only knew her. I only hung out with her a couple times. We were all friends. And then one day we were just like, holy shit. She like just died. She was cute too. Cute girl. Her. Who else do I know? Fucking all. You know about 5 or 6, huh?
Yeah, at least. And if you go into the drug overdoses or car crashes or bike crashes.
Oh, well, car. Oh, forget it.
I'm probably.
Car crashes? In maybe, yeah, I mean, that could. You know.
Probably close to 25, 30.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. But the people that off themselves, the first one I'll never forget because it was a guy that lived down the block. Was, you know, in the neighborhood guy. And I was probably, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 at the time. And he, you know, closed the garage door, put the hose, started the car, and let the car run. He did it that way.
Oh, wow.
Carbon monoxide. And my uncle had made a joke about it, because it was when the song, the Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust.
Right.
Another one. And my uncle had made a song, made a joke about it, about the song. So to this day, whenever I hear that song, I think about this guy killing himself.
That guy specific, not just.
That guy specifically, yes. Not just anybody, but because I remember every time it would kind of. The song kind of gives me an eerie feeling because it's really weird when you're young. That was probably the first time someone had ever died that I understood death. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I had relatives and stuff that passed away before then, but this one was like. I knew who he was, and he's, you know, I was old enough to not get the he went up to heaven story. It was, yeah, the guy fucking turned the car on and killed himself, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody sugarcoated it. They should have.
Yeah, they should have.
You know what I mean? I was probably too young to really, you know, listen to their conversations. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my uncle makes another one bites the dust joke. And to this day, every time I hear that song, see, I'm disproving it already. I'm proving it already that I was too young to know about suicide, and it's stuck with me since then. Look at that.
Yeah.
We're making progress here.
We
Joe.
Are, yeah. We don't. I don't.
I feel good about it. I feel
think
good
we
about
can
it.
Hold off on the getting you some therapy.
Yeah,
I think we can hold off on that. I'm trying to think of. There was one girl comic who I knew. I only met her a couple times, and she was actually from like my town. I didn't realize she was like from the other side of town. I think, and she killed herself. Trying to think of people I went to school with.
Yeah, my one of them was my sister's best friend's, our neighbor's, like our other sister.
Okay.
Her ex-boyfriend was on an acid trip. Ooh. And wound up offing himself because he thought people were coming after him. So that was like an accidental suicide.
Really?
Yeah.
That was like a paranoia thing?
He was on drugs. Yeah, he was on all kinds of drugs. And another one, my friends growing in high school, my friends knew this guy from another school. He was a little bit older. But it turned out that we were all hanging out the day that he killed himself.
Oh, really?
I'm in the car with them and they're like, we got to go over to this guy's house now. And I'm like, should I go? You know, we were going to the mall. You know what I mean?
Right.
And they're like, no, it'll be fine. Just come. So I see all my friends are there and I'm in this guy's house and he had killed himself in the backyard. He had hung himself on like a clothesline, but with an electrical cord. But the weird thing was, is that the electrical cord was tied around his waist and he was in his underwear. So it was like, whatchamacallit. So it was kind of suspicious. And then the fucking creepiest thing was that they were showing Polaroids of him hanging there. They were passing around. They had taken Polaroids, the family, and they were passing it around. And then they open up this briefcase with all of his personal shit of, like, naked pictures of him. There was a little bit of cocaine. There was, like, bullets. Like, all of this. You know,
holy
you have your box of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, all of your personal items.
And I'm sitting there firsthand when the family is going through this stuff mere hours after they just took him off the fucking tree like strange fruit.
Holy
you know what
shit.
I mean? Yeah, it was so it was fucking weird.
That's a terrible idea.
That's just
a terrible idea. there was one. I didn't know the guy, but my sister worked at UMDNJ. It's one of the trauma hospitals up in Newark, New Jersey. And she was talking to one of the, the emergency or the trauma specialist. And there was one guy that he had gone in the garage. He had tied everything up. And he hung himself off the tree, but he broke the branch.
Oh.
And in the documents, he went back into the garage, and his, like, 7 or 8 year old girl neighbor, little girl, goes, "Hey, Mr. Johnson, what are you doing?" He's like, "Nothing. I just got to hang something." And then he goes back in the backyard and takes care of the deal.
Holy shit.
Yeah, like, but
that was somebody who meant business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He meant business.
I took 12 sleeping pills and then I called the cops. I want to kill myself. You probably
feel drowsy.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think I can drive. Yeah, well, I don't think you really wanted to kill yourself. But when the tree branch breaks,
nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, hanging, so I can die. Medicine.
Sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, branches thick enough so I can die. Medicine.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's like this guy
take
was
a little blue. Take a little purple faced pill.
Yeah, he didn't like.
That was a good one. Purple faced. Little purple. He was determined. He was a man on a mission.
Yeah, because
and,
he didn't look at it like, oh, that was, you know, because listen, when you're in, if you're in that type of mental state, you can, anything could deter you or anything can make you, you know, think of anything. And at that point, he could have been like, you know what? That was a message, or that was a signal.
A sign.
A sign that, you know, I need to be on the earth more longer. And apparently it was only 6 minutes longer for the girl to come up and say, "Hey, what you doing?" And then for him to just find a different branch.
Yeah, she's swinging at him with a stick like a pinata. No, but you know what it is?
He's got 14 Reese's in his left shoe.
He didn't have a chance to get choked. The branch broke. You know what I mean? So
right.
He didn't sit there and go,
yeah, he didn't have that
moment
of like, holy shit, I think I'm going to die. You know?
Yeah, he just basically took a jump out of a tree.
Because they say anybody who jumps off a bridge, like there was a special on the Golden Gate Bridge, and they said all the people that they spoke to who survived, they said the one thing that they all had in common is that when they jumped off, they wished they didn't, and they wanted to get back up. Like when they jumped off it, the first thing they thought of is, I don't want to die.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, whew.
Yeah, but this guy, he was determined. How you doing, Mr. Johnson? What are you up to? I got to hang something. Oof.
Yeah, he wasn't messing around, that guy, man, you know?
Yeah, there was
a couple, that guy goes to work, and when he's supposed to be at work at 7 o'clock, he's there 10 to 7. He's ready to go.
Yeah.
Yep. 7 o'clock on the nose, coffee down, I'm going over to the fucking, I'm going over to the machine, doing my thing.
The only way, like Mal in the chat room said, unless you're dying from a horrible illness, suicide is always selfish. It really is.
I understand the horrible illness thing, yes. I understand
yes,
that
of course.
Right.
I would refuse medicine and just be like, let me waste away. You know what I mean? Save my goodbyes now while I shit on my own, you know, and then just leave me alone. Look at me now while I look normal and let's say our goodbyes. You know, say I've got cancer or something like that. The other way I could see killing yourself is if you're like a pedophile you killed your family or you shot your brother. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, you're going to prison or something like that.
Yeah. I could see if you were guilty of it, you know what I mean? Off yourself, you're going to hell anyway. Beat it. You know, eternity of, you know, all that shit. Go ahead. Fucking off yourself. But everybody else.
Yeah, it's your girl fucking, you know, your guy.
You know what?
Our finances.
Exactly. It's not going to kill you. You know what I mean? You figure it out. You know? If you have a half a fucking brain, you know, you figure out, like our pal Canadian Bacon.
Yeah.
We haven't talked to him in a while. He attempted it, right? And then he went away, didn't he?
He never attempted it, but he was close.
It was close. He was close to attempting it.
He actually ended up in a mental facility for a while. Because he was having those thoughts, or he really, like, was contemplating doing it. Or he might have tried it. I'm not sure.
If Mal in the chat, if I were to kill myself, I would want to be smothered by a bunch of cuddly warm puppies.
Oh,
have
yeah.
Have you ever been smothered before? It's absolute panic. It's absolute
yeah,
fucking
me and Kenny,
panic.
We talked about it on Fernandez's podcast. I just did a Joe's podcast this week, and we talked about that claustrophobic shit. And on top of you, even if I had 40 puppies on me, I would be like, get off, I can't breathe. I would just be freaked out, man. I can't do it.
Yeah, puppies would be flying all over the place.
But I understand, man. Like, that's the only way, you know? It's like, by something very adorable, you know?
Yeah, and then you've got guys like Richard Jenny, who shot himself in the head and was still alive for hours afterwards.
Yeah.
You know? And talking about where my sister used to work, one of the guys... I've mentioned this before. I don't know about the new listeners, but the guy was a scientist or something over there, tells my sister, he goes, the best way to kill yourself is get a gun or an M80 or something like that and fill your mouth up with water and then put it, now I wouldn't say an M80, a gun, and put the gun in your mouth and pull the trigger with a full mouth of water, because it's the law of displacement of liquid. It's got to go somewhere, you know what I mean. So your head basically becomes you hit the button, hit the trigger, and you're gone. You're
your
done.
Head just so, fucking your head just basically just explodes.
Yeah, yeah, and it doesn't have to be water. It's your last drink. Fill it with your favorite beverage.
Yeah, maybe a Mr. Pibb.
That Mr. Pibb, a Kool-Aid, a mimosa, if you wanted to, if you will.
I would think so.
You know, it's whatchamacallit? Oh, funny. Mal, she's the best way to kill herself is to listen to this show.
It's definitely one of the more painful ways to go, I'll say that.
Yeah, yeah. But there's 1,000 ways to kill yourself. But
yeah.
Why do it?
Some people, like that guy with the tree, that guy, he was no fucking around. And I got to say, I think men are better at killing themselves than women. I think women are kind of slackers. You know?
I would agree.
A little slacking. Slack a little bit in the old suicide thing.
Besides for Thelma and Louise, they pussy out.
Yeah, exactly. And also in that fucking Indecent Proposal. Basic Instinct. No, not Basic Instinct. One with Glenn fucking Close and Michael fucking Douglas.
Oh, a Fatal Attraction.
Fatal Attraction, yeah. She like fucking cut her wrists and shit. happened to have somebody there.
I wouldn't be able to cut my wrist, because as soon as I cut my wrist, I would go, I'm fucking bleeding.
Yeah, you know why, dude?
Bleeding.
Because you're a man, all right? Men don't cut their wrists. Man, we do things manly.
Yeah, Brent in the chat says a mouthful of Captain would sting a little. Yeah, it would. On an open gullet. You're right. You're absolutely right.
You're right. Yeah, I can't think of some other people, but I definitely know a few more people that kill themselves, man. It's just, it's crazy. Like, I can never, no matter how miserable I'm feeling about something or whatever, I'm just like, this is all, this, from what I know, this is all I got. Like, what am I going to do? Just, I mean, I have nothing, and I'm like giving all this up, you know what I mean?
And when I say that, you know, you say, oh, it's a pussy thing to do.
Well, we're joking.
I totally understand the chemical imbalances, and there's just sometimes shit
that
people
are in. Well,
Richard Jenny
was mentally ill, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying that everybody kills themselves as an idiot. You're a fucking asshole. There's obviously something really wrong to get them there. Just me personally, as of right now, I'm in an okay spot.
I know why too. I love that. I love having that right here, ready to go. If you guys don't know, go to fucking Conti and Kenny Shorts and look up the episode called "The Heat Is On." 30 minutes. It's about 20 minutes with a smashing Kenny Michaels. Fantastic episode. Instead of going to try to find the actual episode, the shorts has the clip of it. It's great.
And Weston Echo just put in the chat room, in the MLR chat room, Conte and Kenny shorts, and it's me minding your heads on Oompa Loompas. Dancing.
Nice.
I was going to wait until the CNK shorts promo, but I have to step aside, so I'll just leave this here.
I love Dennis. Dennis is a good dude.
Yeah, hey, in the chat, Hal says, I'm feeling good, tired, but still...
Oh, Holly.
Still, but that's it. Yeah, I doubt I'll be able to stay home from work all week. Work all week? Wow, what do you got, consumption?
No, she went and she got the old plumbing. You know, she had to get some shit taken care of. She was a little banged up, and she went and got a little work
done. Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. You're right, dummy. Yeah. Oh, glad to hear. She's there.
Yeah, she's doing well. She didn't do her show Saturday, but she's doing well. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, Molly in the chat room also says, worst form of suicide, in my opinion, is when people drink bleach or some other form of poison.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just the amount of that is a horrible, yeah. You want to do it, you want to do it quick. You don't want to string it out. You don't want to slowly feed yourself antifreeze in your soup over a couple of weeks. Right, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like listening to the show for 3 hours, you know, just get it done quick, you know?
This episode should be called Antifreeze for the Soul. It's a good name for this broadcast.
That would be a good one.
We've done an hour on suicide.
Suicide, I know. Forgot, I'm going to write that down. Jesus Christ. Sorry. Oh, man. I don't sound too bad, I hope.
No, no, you sound pretty good.
Yeah. Let's change it for a second. Anybody who's like over the age of 30 might remember this from years ago, the PSA, or not a PSA, but more would come on like after the news, and it would be a quick commercial, and it wasn't even a commercial, it was just on the screen, and it would just say, it's 10 p.m., do you know where your children are? Does everybody remember those?
Absolutely.
You remember that, right?
Of course.
And I'm sitting there going, wow, somebody brought it up to me the other day, and I said, I haven't seen one of those in forever. But a friend of mine told me that they do play them, you know, but they're different now. And they're different because it's 6 p.m. Do you know where your children are? And that just shows how different things are than they were 30 years ago. Because now it's like, you know.
10, 15 years ago they were still doing. I think they're still doing 10 o'clocks. I might have heard one recently.
Really?
I think so. I could be making it up because we talked about it on the phone.
Maybe.
But if it has changed to 6.
I had never, ever heard it's 6 p.m. if, you know, do you know where your children are? So I don't know if that's just a product of, you know.
Weston Echo, he says Fox still does it. Is it 10 o'clock or they do the 6 o'clock? Right. I'll wait for him to answer. Because the 6 o'clock is, I mean, you know what? Different times.
It wouldn't surprise me at all. Like, I mean, I wouldn't be like, holy shit. Like, I can't believe that. It just goes with the times and how we're so hypersensitive and worry about everything. And we are just so overprotective of everything about our kids. You know, like we were talking about getting going to New York when we were younger, and it was like if you weren't under 21 and you lived in Jersey, you would just go to New York and just go to any bar because they would serve you. Go to like a 7-Eleven or any of those places and go get beer, and you could get beer because if you were 18, 19, they didn't give a shit. But because it was still 18.
The good old days.
It was still 21. I think it just turned 21 to drink in New York, but they didn't give a shit. Now, it's like, it would be like, what?
P-Rock in the chat room. Brent gets texts from people asking, do you know where my kids are?
Well, there's a club called Miracles up in Nanuet. Do you remember that club, Miracles?
Yeah, yeah, they had JoJo and P-Rock, Beatbox, and it was Miracles. It was
it was
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, it was a fucking terrible club. We went there once.
No, and, it was the movie.
Oh, you were doing a movie reference?
Yeah, I was doing the breakdancing movie. Oh, yeah, okay. Electric, Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. They had to save miracles. It was like their boys and girls club.
Really?
Breakin'
2. Let's see. Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Is that the song?
Dancing not sure.
On the ceiling. Oh, jeez. They have Dindada, Boogaloo, Boogaloo.
Yeah, you know that song.
Do-do-do. Do-do-do.
Play that one.
Oh, you know, I remember this fucking terrible. Dindada, do-do-do.
It's a classic one.
We're having a show today, right
what
here,
the fuck?
To raise money to save miracles. We're going to be dancing and juggling the whole works.
Oh, this is
so
the movie?
Come down and enjoy yourself. You hear it? And celebrate with us.
Yeah.
So like what is it?
So Miracles was the name of the place in the Break-In movie?
Yeah, that was the name of the
club. Doom, did the blah, blah. Okay. But anyway, dude, we would go to this club, Miracles, and it was just a fucking pussy haven. And it was New York, but it was still 21 to drink. What they would do, they would let 18-year-old girls in. It was 18 for girls, 21 for guys. But they would let girls in. Didn't matter. They just let them in. Because what it was, girls would go there, so every guy knew it was a fucking, it was just a meat market. And right. The place was packed. Dude, there were 16, 17, 18-year-old girls vomiting in the parking lot because they just let anybody drink. If you're a guy, you had to be 21. But girl, didn't matter. And dude, imagine the story now on it on fucking CNN. Club in New York allows 16-year-olds to get drunk until they vomit in the parking lot. It would be like the most unbelievable story. And these people would be up on charges. I'm not saying it wouldn't have happened back then, but it's not as it wouldn't have been as outrageous. For
it
some
wouldn't
reason.
Happen right away because everybody was doing it. They would just they would have been like, "Dude, cut it down. You know, knock it off. We're going to shut you down."
Yeah, exactly.
The second time it would be, "Dude, you got one more time."
Yeah.
And then we're going to shut you down. And then you're shut down. I remember going to nightclubs. I was probably 17, 18 or so, and. It didn't matter how old you are. It just mattered how, like, I had my hair bleached completely white, almost like albino white. You know what I mean? Remember Flea from the Chili Peppers?
Yeah.
How he had, like, that shaved white hair.
Hey, can I, that picture of you that you sent me, the one you with your shirt off, all buff, if I send that to Brent, can you put that in the chat?
Yeah, I don't care. I would send the other one, too.
The one you looking all girly?
The drag queen one, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send these two to Brent right now.
I would send
all
of them to him.
I'm going to send them right to Brent right now. So, Brent, this one, you look like the kid, you don't know who it is, but the kid from Shameless, the gay kid from Shameless in the first one. It's fucking scary. So I'm going to send that. Go ahead, but anyway, I'm sending this to Brent right now.
I remember, as long as you were funky enough and you had girls with you, the bouncers would just be like, "Let's go right through, no ID or nothing." And I remember after hours clubs, there was this guy, I forget his name, but he was a regular at the club, and he would walk around. This is 5-6 o'clock in the morning. He would walk around with like a 7 or 8 year old kid on a dog leash. Like the kid would have no shirt on. He would just have like shorts and sneakers. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like he would have like Chuck Taylors and like booty shorts. And he was like probably 7 or 8, 9 years old, and he would walk around with this kid on a fucking dog leash. There's no possible way that would happen now.
No way. No, not at all.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, I'm just plugging in my phone real quick. Sorry.
That's a different time. That would never fly now.
No. That'd be impossible.
If someone saw that, they'd be like, "I'm calling the cops. get this kid out of here, you know? But we were like, hey, look at the kid. We didn't even think about how awful it was. We were too busy getting high. You know what I mean?
Oh, just it's because I think, I don't know. I'm not saying that parents didn't give a shit back then, but it just, everything wasn't under the microscope. And sometimes, you know, shit happened and you just went with it. You know what I mean? And hey, listen, there was a few of the runts didn't make the, you know, didn't make the fucking pack, you know?
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Do you have the other picture of me in the suit?
Of you in the suit?
Yeah, in the Superman suit, the little one.
I just had to plug my phone in because it actually died. Oh, so give me like 2 minutes. It'll recharge.
Send that one too.
And then I'll send that to Brent too. I think I sent two of them to Brent so far. Yeah, so, you know, and I just found it weird because I'm sitting there going, holy shit, like they let any, if you were a chick and you were looked and you were dressed up, they just let you in and you just drank. They didn't give a fuck. And it was just like, it was debauchery.
Yeah.
Like that would be like fucking front page news on every news fucking channel. There would be fucking 10 fucking different news crews there, and it would just be, it would be like, oh my God. And that's why I'm saying, when people go, oh my God, the things that go on these days, I'm like, no, things have been going on since the beginning of time. There are no more pedophiles now than there were 60 years ago. It's just, you see everything now. And so it just shows like what shit, what we got away with, you know, 20 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. Just think about what, going back when, you know, in, you know, late 60s, mid 70s, where you could have a deep, you could wrap your car around a telephone pole and a guy would just be like, all right, walk it off, walk home, you know, as long as you didn't kill anybody else.
The guy that
killed my uncle in a drunk driving accident, he had to go to prison on the weekends.
On the weekends?
On the weekends. Yes, he had to go to prison on the weekends. Tell me that doesn't fucking kick you in the dick.
Oh yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. His sentence was, it was like, I don't know, a year or 2 years of, yeah, Friday to Sunday. He had to go to jail, county jail, on the weekends. And that was it.
And, of course, you got to see your uncle just during the week, right? And then on the weekends, you got to put him in and bury him, right? And then you get to see him every week? Oh, no,
yeah,
that
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
happen, of course. But they got to actually just on the weekends go to jail.
Yeah, just on the weekends. Well, yeah, of course, during the week, I can say hello to him and talk to him on the phone
and
whatnot.
Yeah, whatever. But then it's like, oh, yeah. Grandpa, I'm going to miss you until Monday. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Uncle Bob. This is fucking weird, man.
Enjoy the afterlife. See you on Tuesday. But, yeah, it's so much different now, yeah.
Yeah, it's nuts. All right, we got like 2 minutes, bro, before we got to send off to just Conti and Kenny. So for anybody...
Here it is. Oh, hold on. Western Echo. All a matter of perspective, Conti. My friend from the Czech Republic grew up in a village where instead of cow tipping, the boys used to... instead of cow tipping... Oh, where'd it go? Oh, he's got to fix his spelling errors. Duh. Why? He's worried about his grammar.
Oh.
Western Echo.
Well, we got like less than a minute, so I want to thank everybody who is in the More Like Chat, More Like Radio chat. If you're going to go and listen, we have Daytime Divas, but at night, that's going to be the new show. Back Talk Radio is no more. So starting tonight, it'll be Marianne and Kitty. From 9 to 11. If you want to just stay there, you can. If you want to come over and listen to the last hour of our show, go to ContiandKenny.com/listen now and go into the chat.
Daytime Divas or maybe Divas After Dark.
Divas After Dark. I think we should definitely let them know about your little idea.
And, once we switch over and we'll take a quick break, I want to get back into what Echo just put in the chat room. Interesting.
All right, let's we're gonna do that. I'm gonna click off there, take a break,
okay,
and then we'll be back. All right, it's a Conti and Kenny show on now just on ContiandKenny.com.
Contact the Conti and Kenny Show live by calling 240-HI-C&K. What the hell is that for a phone number? That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the old Skype address thing, name, whatever it's called, NPN Studios. That's NPN Studios, all one, and yeah. It's a complete load of rubbish. They never answer the phone anyway. And when they do, all they do is take a piss. Wankers. Subscribe to the podcast. Get it on iTunes, morelikeradio.com, or contiandkenny.com. And for that lovely show that's called Conti and Kenny Shorts, subscribe on iTunes or contiandkenny.com. The information's there on all the pages, all the websites, all the complete and utter box. Check it out. It's funny. It's hilarious. It's Conti and Kenny. It's a waste of fucking time. Just get on with it. Is that any good, Governor?
See, I can't believe I'm souring my good name for this week.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really boring hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Holly. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit.
Oh my God, it's Danny Glover.
I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
My nickname was I Don't Know Joe because whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, I'm like, listen, man, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
I don't know how I feel, and I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. Just, I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net.
God bless. God bless.
It's gonna get ugly.
Dog pace.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At C and K Show, at Joe Conti Comic, and at Kenny Michael. Five? What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5. What a fool.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and.
All right, we're back. Little Chico and the Man. Another guy who killed himself.
Oh, little Freddie Prinze?
Freddie Prinze. Chico, don't get discouraged. Sorry.
Western Echo put the two pictures up in the chat room.
Nice.
One, ooh, that's creepy. Kenny was molestable.
Absolutely. And then the next one, you look like the molester.
The molested.
Everyone, a new day has begun. This is that guy who sings Feliz Navidad, right?
You know, I'm not sure.
Right?
Man, what 20 years will do to a body, huh?
20 years and a little couple of cycles of steroids, right?
Yeah, that's actually the night I got out of jail.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, because the cops beat me up.
Oh,
and then
very
we were taking
nice.
Pictures of the marks.
Jesus. Sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
All right. Well, now we're just in the Conti Kenny chat and the Conti Kenny website. So
yeah, let me slide over there. Make sure you send him that Superman picture.
Okay, I got to look for it. I didn't find that one, but I will. I'm going to say that we haven't finalized everything yet, but me and Kenny are going to be doing a Conti and Kenny comedy night in New Jersey. It's May 9th, and it's going to be in Hoboken. I just have to get all the details. The time, and I have the name of the place, but we haven't solidified all the details yet, so I just figured it'd be a little tease. But by next Monday, we'll have all the information, the tickets, where to get them, and all that. And it's again, it's going to be a small little room, because that's what me and Kenny command. And it'll be holds about maybe, say, about 50, 60 people. It's going to be a fun night, because it's a late show. It's like an 11 o'clock show on a Friday night. That's what they do there, so because it's Hoboken, and they're just trying to get people there for later on. But it's a really nice little room, and I think it's actually called Biggie's Comedy Club, and it's in the old Clambroth House. I think the place is called Biggie's now. But there's not there. I mean, that's
Clambroth House.
Remember the old Clambroth House?
It sounds sexy.
Yeah, and so there's no details on it. I mean, I'm giving you basically all the information, but there's nowhere to get any of the tickets yet.
There's a show coming.
Yeah, May 9th. It's gonna be a great time. It's gonna be me, Kenny, and the guy who runs it. This guy Keith Carnival, who's very funny. He's gonna be hosting it. It's gonna be a fun night. Real tiny little intimate room, but a really nice room. So I'm looking forward to it. We're definitely going to get a lot of peeps to come out. So keep that on your calendar. Save the date. Fucking save the date. What an obnoxious, fucking stupid thing that we've started doing now as Americans. Save the date. You know what save the date is? Good.
You gave me an extra four months
to come up with an excuse not to go to your shithead wedding.
The
Fuck
only
you.
One who was warranted to use that phrase was Osama bin Laden. Okay? Everybody else, fucking shut up.
Save the date. Go fuck yourself. And that's because nobody likes to go to weddings. We'd rather fucking do nothing. And you know what's great now? Because I have two save the dates happen to me. And I think one of them is in September and one's in October. And Kenny, guess how many of them out of the both of them I'm going to.
Probably none of them.
Exactly, zero. It's going to be, oh, man, that's the week I'm in Reno doing comedy. I do it once a year. Too bad.
Are they close?
No. They're not really close. Not really that close to these people. You mean, are they close to me?
Yeah.
No, that's why. I'm not going to, if it's one of my friends or something, friends of somebody, like I'm friends with their sibling, or they're really good friends with one of my siblings, but it's like, fuck you, And then it's a save the date, which is even more obnoxious, It's bad
they
enough you
got to
invent
show,
me. No, I don't think so. Nope, nobody I know. Nobody I know listens to the show. I've really come to the grips. I really don't think people. Once in a while, I'll get a surprise on Facebook from somebody who I went to high school with, or somebody that listens, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You listen? You know, I think it's just the MLR. I honestly think it's like the MLR crew and a few of the people that contact me. And then you find out that there's fucking more people than that that listen to this show.
Absolutely, yeah.
I just wish they would all, like...
Say hello so you can count.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
That doesn't work
that way.
That's
all I want. Just say, email us. Go, if you're on Facebook, like the Conti and Kenny page. And if you're on Twitter, people follow us on Conti CNK show.
People have better... busy lives. They don't have time to stroke your self-esteem button.
It's not a self-esteem button. It's a lack of self-esteem button. That's
yeah.
What
well,
it
yes,
is.
That you very, very well put.
Yeah, like I'm just sitting there going, "Oh man, really? Like we have this many people listening, you know?" And I just wish I knew more of how many people,
so you could feel better about being sick and having to do a show.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking, you couldn't come here because damn it's your night, but I'm fucking sick as a dog and I'm here. Damn it's your night. Shit, I fucking hate you. It's amateur night. That's the excuse you give. But I think you said you were drinking a little bit, right?
Yeah, I'm getting a little toasty.
All right, that's cool.
St. Patty's Day, and I'm Austrian, Hungarian, and Italian. So everyone's like, yeah, listen, Irishman. I'm like, I'm not Irish. I will put an Irishman under the table with booze-wise, but...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay. I think I'm going to try... I want to explain this to Kenny. And you know how, like, we've become a country where everybody is outraged and everybody is offended? And we've discussed this a lot on the show, right?
Sure.
Okay. Here is my thing. I am here to say it's just like every other... stupid, whether it's a word or a phrase that we seem to latch on and we jump on it and then we use it for everything. It gets watered down and then it loses the real meaning of what it is. Like bullying, you know, like we discussed bullying and, you know, like not everything is bullying people. Not everything is, you know, getting into a fight with somebody isn't bullying or, you know, arguing with somebody isn't bullying. It's, you know... Well,
are you talking about phrases or?
Phrases or words. I'm talking about being offended, okay?
Okay.
Here it is. I thought of this the other day. Everybody is offended by everything. Everybody gets offended by this. Everybody gets offended. And I don't mean everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there seems to be somebody who gets offended by every single fucking thing that's said. Or do you see, whether it's a show or a clip or a movie or a word or anything? Well, I came up with something that I thought that if you want to know, like in other words, I'm trying to make a point about what's really offensive. And we're going over the top to show what offensive is. And something that nobody's ever seen because I thought it up. But if you saw it, you would be like, wow, this is offensive. Okay? Here it is, Kenny. Picture you go on YouTube and you click on the YouTube video and you don't see anything yet, but you hear this. You know this song, right?
Sure.
For anybody that doesn't know, it's an old disco song. It's from the soundtrack of Saturday Night Fever.
I think we've all been to a wedding.
I don't know if they play this as much. Do they? The Disco Inferno, Burn, Baby, Burn?
Yeah, a lot.
Well, you know the song, right?
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
About burning, you know, it's burning, you know, burning the building down and blah, blah, blah. And,
but
you know.
Actually, when they say Burn, Baby, Burn, they never used condoms back then, and that was the influx of syphilis and
it was
cramps.
The 70s. It was the 70s.
Yeah, it was on the gonorrhea soundtrack.
Okay. All right, here we go. Picture, you go on YouTube, and you hear this song. And you're like, what in the fuck? What's this song? Are you ready for this, people? You want to be offended? Here's offensive. You have this song playing in the background, and 9/11 footage playing on the fucking screen. That's offensive. Insensitive. and fucking wrong. For me to make this point, I'm making this point because everything today is offensive. Everything is offending this person, that person. If you turned on YouTube and you fucking saw 9/11 footage, buildings on fire, people jumping out of buildings, and you heard this song in the background, that's truly offensive.
Right.
I found it. I found something. Not that it really was there, but if I saw it, I would actually go, wow, this is offensive. I found my thing. There it is.
I would be offended by it, but I would never stop him from making it.
But you could still be offended.
I could still be offended. I'm like, yeah, it's in bad taste, and you're a fucking jerk off.
Exactly.
But you know, it's, what are you going to do? People are allowed to do it. You know?
Yeah. But the thing is, when it's something like
I'm
that...
I'm on your side. I'm totally right. On your side.
But you're also a rational person saying, hey, they should be allowed to do this. But so many people don't have that thought process.
I would like to know where whoever made this, where they're from, whether it's, you know, Portland, Oregon, or Vancouver, right. Canada. I guarantee it's not even anyone close to the fucking East Coast. There's no guy from Brooklyn who's making that video. You know what I mean?
Right. Just a guy from Parsippany who thought about it.
Is that who it is? You made it?
No, I didn't make this. What are you kidding? What are you, an idiot? But I'm saying, I thought of this. I thought, of course, I'm joking. I'm saying, I thought of something like, what would be offensive to me? And I said, that. I found it. And I would actually be offended where I would actually say something. I would probably, you know, say something to the person or be like, you know what? You shouldn't be allowed to have your fucking, you know, your face on your fucking face, you know? You shouldn't be allowed to have your face on a face.
You shouldn't be allowed to have hair.
Yeah. Exactly. We should be able to rip it.
You shouldn't be allowed to have your face on your face.
On your face.
You tell him, Joe.
That's right. I told
you
him.
You get under his skin.
I gave him what for? I tell you that.
Oh, that's brilliant. I haven't heard that phrase in a long time.
I love that. Give you what for. Yeah, but even something like, you know what almost offends me? You know what almost offends me? Jehovah's Witnesses or born again Christians, not just regular born again Christians who mind their business, but Jehovah's Witnesses or born again Christians who will tell me that I need to be saved. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, because that's offensive in a sense, because you're assuming you know what I need. You say I need to be saved. Who are you to say what I need? Now, if you want to say I should be cutting down a little bit on the carbohydrates and doing a little bit more of my yoga, I'll fucking be okay with that. But don't tell me that I need to be saved, because you don't know me. You just knocked on my fucking door with your 7-year-old kid in a fucking suit so I wouldn't slam the door on his face.
And driving a Jaguar.
So exactly. So don't tell me what I need.
Right. You know what should be saved? White rhinos and pandas. Because they're going to be around here a lot longer than I fucking will, okay? How about saving those fucks? You know, the three-eyed lemur from Panama. Find a fucking animal to save.
And it's like, so I'm like going, when, like, I would love to tell people, I go, here, you want to fucking, it's almost like saying, you want to see a bad guy? You know, like people say, this is a, you know what I mean? It's like, you want to see a bad guy? I'll show you a bad guy. You know, you want to see offensive? I'll show you offensive. Offensive in a sense where somebody put that together. Like when you see like these awful beheading videos or these people getting lit on fire, I mean, it's awful to see. Yeah. I don't watch that shit. But you're just capturing a moment. Like, but this would be like something because somebody put this together, almost like somebody who wrote a joke or wrote a book or wrote a screenplay. You know what I mean? So I'm getting into that thing of where people who are creative and everything today is offensive. and everything is insensitive. And it's like, no, you want to fucking see, right? You want to see insensitive and offensive? Picture this. You know what I mean? You feel the spirit say, ow. Picture that, dude. It's fucking brutal. It would be brutal.
Yeah.
It's just my point of an exaggeration of something that doesn't exist to go, there you go, people. You want to fucking see something that's truly offensive? Picture that, okay? So quit it with everything being fucking offensive. And everything is fucking, you know, you should be more sensitive about this and that. You know, it's like, you know, if you're hurting hundreds of thousands of people's feelings at once, I'd be like, all right, maybe there might be a thing. But I'm sorry, but every time you hurt one person's feelings, you shouldn't have to apologize. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think Hitler was the last one to accomplish that feat.
Yeah, you know, it could have been, you know.
Hurting 100,000. You are all going to die.
Yeah, I think it hurt more than feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
It was my exaggeration. I wanted to just put this out
there.
I'm
right there with you, though. I'm there with you. You know, I'm never going to stop the guy from making a video. I'm just going to tell him that he's a fucking jerk off and you could have done something funny. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know, or say, hey, you know what, dude? I'm not going to stop you from doing it. But if I see you on the street, I might punch you right in your fucking throat. And like I always said, you know, look, you want to say whatever you want in this country. You can do and say whatever you want.
Right.
You know, just for some things, you may have to prepare consequences. And I don't mean, you know, losing your job. I'm just saying, hey, you know what? If somebody who really feels strongly about what you said, and if they want to come and fucking smack you across the fucking face, you better be prepared for it. I mean, you know, and then after that, whatever happens with law and, you know, assault and all that shit, but, you know, or being shunned by your community because you're an idiot, you know?
Right. Well, every single person has their breaking point. The problem, a lot of the problem is that people don't establish their own breaking point. You know what I mean? They don't really sit down and think about it. Like a breaking point for me, this I would go, dude, you're a fucking asshole. But a lot of the other stuff doesn't bother me.
Of course.
The people that don't have a breaking point, they just absorb all of it and go, yeah, because you said that was offensive, I'm going to think it's offensive too. Is that what everybody else is thinking?
Exactly.
Everyone in the room here, we all think this is offensive?
Because they want to feel like they're part of a group.
And right, so do I. So I feel offensive, you know what I mean? Yep. That's the big problem is everybody gloms onto, instead of sitting down and soul searching and finding what you find offensive and finding your stance. I mean, I'm the biggest waffler in the world, as we all know.
Yes.
But there's just some points that I don't go to. There's just some things that I would say, you know what, you're a jerk off. Not going to stop you, but you're a jerk off. But that's every person, that's the responsibility in order to live in this world, is figure out your breaking point. Figure out what side you're on, or not what side you're on, but figure out what bothers you. Instead of going along whatever bothers everybody else, you have to think it through once in a while.
How great is this? We're talking about like breaking limits and what drives people and being offensive and insensitive, and we have Disco Inferno playing in the background.
Yeah.
It's just
I wish we could get the lyrics of Disco Inferno and pull it apart and really find out that it's about chlamydia.
I don't know. You know what? I can look it up real quick. I can Google that, right?
Yeah, Disco Inferno lyrics. Let's take a look at the lyrics.
Okay, real quick.
And this, we might disprove this fucking guy's thing just because it has Inferno in it. That's the only reason why I guarantee that this guy used a Disco Inferno, because it had Inferno. I didn't even put burning down the house.
Okay, here we go. Burn, baby, burn like 5 times. To my surprise, 100 stories high, people getting loose, y'all, getting down on the roof. Folks are screaming out of control. It was so entertaining when the boogie started to explode. I heard somebody...
No, you know what? He's dead on.
What?
Unfortunately, already he's...
Just about partying.
He read the lyrics. Sounds like 9/11.
Oh, hey, Jesus Christ. I was,
100 stories high, people on the roof getting down.
Folks screaming, burn, baby, burn, Disco Inferno, burn, baby, burn, burn that mother down. Disco Inferno, Burn That Mother Down. Satisfaction came in a chain reaction. I couldn't get enough, so I had to self-destruct. The heat was on, rising to the top, everybody going strong, and that is when my spark got hot. I heard somebody say, burn, baby, burn. Disco Inferno, burn that mother down, y'all. Disco Inferno, burn that mother down. Then I guess they have the breakdown. Up above my head, I hear music in the air. That makes me know there's a party somewhere. This is just really fucking... It's just a real...
He's reaching a little
shallow.
Bit. Second,
it's a real...
Second stanza, it's he's just, reaching a little bit.
It's just a fucking party. All these dumb metaphors for partying. Disco Inferno, burn that mother down. Disco Inferno, burn that mother down. When my spark gets hot, holy shit. Yeah, then that's it. Just can't stop when my spark gets hot. Yeah, so it's just...
He heard 100 stories up, people on the roof getting down, and what a jerk off to automatically put. I mean, one, he's a fuckface.
Who are you
to
talking
search
about?
Search out the lyrics of the guy who made this, to search out the lyrics of Disco Inferno, and then go, that sounds like 9/11. He's got more issues than he even knows what to fucking do with. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
To read the lyrics and go, oh, burn, baby, burn. That could be a 9/11 tune.
Okay, I'm gonna try to rehash what we just said. That was me that thought of that, but not to make it, but to show how something could be so. Are you a dude? Do you not understand
Holy
what the fuck
shit.
I was saying? I was listening to this song and I'm sitting there because I was just talking to somebody about offensive shit and about people complaining about being offensive. And I sat there and I'm listening. I heard this song and I'm going, you know what would be offensive? This song to fucking 9/11 footage.
No,
that
shit.
Would be really, really offensive.
I just called you a jerk off.
You did. I didn't
did.
Even make
I totally
it.
Totally did.
But I'm saying that's what I'm saying. Like somebody who do that would
I
do that just to be a jerk off.
No, see, I'm way off because I thought you said that you found it.
No,
that someone
made
the
up.
Video.
I
and
made
then I'm
it
like,
up.
Who searches out the lyrics?
Apparently, I do.
Apparently you do.
Joe Conte is the most offensive person in America. I'll be on the news tomorrow on Huffington Post. The most offensive person in America, podcaster Joe Conte.
Oh my God! I just pulled apart your whole thing.
You're an idiot. That's what I was saying. I'm saying like.
No, I thought you were saying that you found it.
No, I just
because we kept mentioning this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was just an imaginary guy. That if
an imaginary guy. You didn't say an imaginary guy.
Yeah, it was just some. I said, imagine seeing this fucking. Hearing this song and then fucking seeing 9/11 footage. How offensive that would be. That would be really offensive. Oh, my God.
Here, Brent in the chat. This song was inspired by the 1970s disaster film, The Towering Inferno.
Towering Inferno.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe it was.
Yeah,
that was with O.J. I think O.J. was in Towering Inferno, right?
What'd you say?
I thought O.J. was in O.J. Simpson.
Possibly, yeah.
I think
yeah.
he was in Towering Inferno.
The Tramps, I guess the group, even said that they got the idea for the song while watching the movie.
No
okay.
shit.
Okay. So now the pieces are coming together. I just called you a jerk fuck.
Apparently, I am the most offensive person in the country.
You are the, who is this fucking jerk off who has time to read the lyrics? This fucking Inferno.
I just knew the song.
You're like, dude, it was me. You didn't get it. I'm sorry, Joe. That's really funny, though.
That's hilarious.
I was ganging up on this guy.
You were just not listening to what the fuck I was saying. Holy shit.
No, I didn't get it. I
That's funny, dude.
But you know what? To be totally honest, your point is well taken because...
You are getting my point, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If someone put that together...
Oh, that would be, like...
Awful.
Like,
yeah.
So...
Yeah. That's why I started getting mad. I'm getting mad.
That's funny. All right, they don't need to hear that again. Yeah, so it's just like that. That was my point. Like, stop with everything being offensive and you're being offended by everything. If you want to pick and choose, I guess we all get that one thing where we can be completely offended by, and you get one in your lifetime. That's it. And if it's the same thing over and over again, that's cool, but... Stop just picking and choosing because, oh, well, this is the flavor of the month. I'm offended by this.
You really are stuffy, because when you said just said completely, it was like completely.
hold on.
He's blowing his schnoz. Ah, JoJo's under the weather.
How's that? A little better?
No, you sound fine. It's just certain words are phlegmed up.
Damn.
But no, you sound good.
I sound like shit. I'm offensive because of the way I sound, and then I put 9/11 footage to Disco Inferno. Apparently my partner thinks I would do something like that.
Dude, it's brilliant. It's so funny that you put it together.
You thought that I would actually do that. All I did was think of it to be like, how awful would that be?
Would it be?
What a great example of something truly tasteless and fucking offensive. And Kenny's like, I want to meet that jerk off that did that. I'm like, well, you've been doing radio with him for 8 years.
Yeah.
So.
Where's this guy from? Portland, Oregon?
I'm like, no, apparently Parsippany, because you think this guy's real.
You didn't even disprove me wrong on that one. I was like, did you make it? And you're like, no.
Holy shit, dude. That's funny. You're a mess.
That's really funny.
Oh, man, I'm so fucking tired. I've been tired all day. I don't know if it's because I'm sick.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, you think so?
Absolutely.
I'm not achy, though. I wasn't achy at all. You know, like when you get the flu achy thing?
Yeah.
But I was just very, not sleepy tired. I slept good, but I was just tired. Like, I didn't want to do anything all day today.
No, you got to remember, you got a civil war going on in your body.
What do you mean?
The good cells are fighting the bad cells.
So
you know what I mean? So you're basically a walking infection. The battle is going on. The battle is raging as we speak. Of your immune system fighting the cells of the cold.
I wish Abe would fucking give the emancipation thing and ready and get this thing over with. It's been like 2 days. I've had enough of the. Now it's all dry coughing, and now it's stuffy nose.
Yeah.
First it was like that rough coughing, and now today is mostly dry coughing, and now my nose is stuffy. My nose is stuffy. Sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, stuffy head fever, so you can fend America, fucking.
So you can kill yourself on a doorknob. Drowsy medicine.
Shit. You wanna do a fucking... You know what? Talking about offensive, let's do this real quick. This is from 2010, but it's very appropriate to what we're talking about. Brent sent me this. This is it's only 2 minutes and 30 seconds, all right? We'll play it. It's a brilliant clip of Louis C.K., a bit about being white, okay? And then I'll read you this, this quick news story about it, all right?
Okay.
Here. It's pretty.
Sounds good.
It's great.
Sorry I'm being so negative. I'm a bummer. I don't know. I shouldn't be. I'm a very, lucky guy. I got a lot going for me. I'm healthy. I'm relatively young. I'm white, which thank God for that shit, boy. That is a huge leg up. Are you kidding me? Oh, God, I love being white. I really do. Seriously, if you're not white, you're missing out because this shit is thoroughly good. But let me be clear, by the way. I'm not saying that white people are better. I'm saying that being white is clearly better. Who could even argue? If it was an option, I would re-up every year. Oh, yeah, I'll take white again. Absolutely. I've been enjoying that. I'm going to stick with white. Thank you. Here's how great it is to be white. I could get in a time machine and go to any time, and it would be fucking awesome when I get there. That is exclusively a white privilege. Black people can't fuck with time machines. A black guy in a time machine is like, hey, think before 1980. No, thank you. I don't want to go. But I can go to any time. The year 2? I don't even know what's happening then. But I know when I get there, welcome. We have a table right here for you, sir. Thank you. Oh, it's lovely here in the year 2. I can go to any time in the past. I don't want to go to the future and find out what happens to white people because we're going to pay hard for this shit. You got to know that. They're not going to just fall from number 1 to 2. They're going to hold us down and fuck us in the ass forever. And we totally deserve it. But for now,
Now, if you're white and you don't admit that it's great, you're an asshole. It is great. And I'm a man. How many advantages could one person have? I'm a white man. You can't even hurt my feelings. What can you really call a white man that really digs deep? Hey, cracker.
Oh, ruined my day. Boy, shouldn't have called me a cracker. Bringing me back to owning land and people. What a drag.
All right.
So that is his bit, which is...
Funny bit.
It's great, dude.
And, funny bit.
All right. And, dude, this is not... It's a paragraph, okay? So I'm going to read the whole thing of what this woman wrote. I think her name is Rose. This is like 3 years old, but it's still worth, all right? Here is her rebuttal or whatever. This sketch by Louis C.K. on white privilege made me really uncomfortable. While I think Serwer writes, points out, I don't know what S-E-R-W-E-R is, Serwer? I don't know what that means. While I think Serwer rightly points out that CK's, quote, jokes play on, quote, the fear that animates American racial politics, the major issue at hand here are how delusional some whites can be about present-day racism and the logical implications of white privilege. First, the notion that a black man would feel comfortable traveling back to the 1980s is the only laughable moment that can be extracted from this sketch. Reaganomics, anyone? Further, CK presses the knife with, for now, the thing we have to remember about whiteness is that it is a privilege that inherently disadvantages other racial groups. So really, CK can't celebrate his whiteness without him celebrating the effects his white privilege has on of color, racism. Nothing to laugh at this discussion. This is what you call white guilt. True white liberal douchebag guilt. Like, this is somebody who is devoid of any humor whatsoever and doesn't, they look too deep into a stand-up's routine. Because if you really listen to what he's saying, it's a goof on white people.
It's a goof.
It's a
goof. He doesn't
want
to go to the future. He disproves the whole thing when he says, I don't want to go in the future because that's it.
Yeah.
We're over and done with.
It's almost like saying, hey, listen, I'm really handsome looking only because of my genetics. If it was up to me, I don't know what I'm, you know what I mean? If I could build myself, I don't know if I would be that good looking. He's saying, look, the only reason, hey, listen, it's fucking great being white, which is really saying we're scumbags. Or not we're scumbags, but whites have been scumbags to other people so long that we've gotten everything. It's a fucking joke. It's a brilliant bit.
It's really funny. It's very clever, yeah.
And nothing to laugh at in that conclusion. So it's like, really?
And she obviously doesn't do her research because he's Mexican.
Yeah, he is a Mexican white dude.
It's not that he's white. It's the color of his skin. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? It's not his nationalism.
No, it's just what
it's
he appears to be. Exactly. So because he just looks like a white dude, he's just a white guy. And that's what I'm talking about, dude. Like, this twat needs to see my imaginary video to be like, hey, that's offensive. Like, really, dude? Like, it's... You know, on how delusional some whites can be about present-day racism and the logical implications of white privilege. We all know the implication of white privilege in the past because other people were held down. Of course, people aren't held down as much anymore. There's a lot of that balancing out shit, which is fine. You know, it's like, all right, we're going to try to balance everything out because it was tilted one way for so long. So instead of just making it so everybody gets a shot just based on your merit, they have to tip it the other way. And then other people get stuff just because they're of color or whatever.
I grew up on a single mother family of five on welfare in the fucking 80s. Where is this white privilege? You know what I mean?
But I do understand generally, but not specifically. You know what I mean?
No.
But I know what, And that's what he's saying. But, of course, he's doing it in a funny way. And she's doing it in a douchey way because she's using it as, oh, well, by the way, that doesn't work for everybody. Well, no shit. Every fucking stereotype or every joke that you do doesn't go across the board for everybody. That's why there's stereotypes. If you had to say, who do you think has it better, had it better in this country, whites or blacks, you would say whites, even though there are fucking white people that have had it worse than black people, but just generally speaking. So just this is the exact fucking person that I was describing. She is making something out of nothing, out of right. a funny bit. And she had to make it into, oh, and then Reaganomics, anyone? It's like, really? Like, you're getting in that deep, you know, because he used 1980 as a point reference, which, I, you know, it's a funny reference, I think, you know? You know, you could have said 1978 or something, you know? But because he used 1980, she had to bring in Miss fucking Literal, fucking Lieutenant Literal, and be like, 1980 was Reaganomics. Anybody remember that and how bad that was towards black people? It's like, shut up, stupid. That's not what he was talking about. He was just saying around 1980, you could definitely, there wasn't a, you know, all of that institutional racism was kind of finally gone. You know what I mean?
And it was going away, yeah.
It was really going away at that time, which was, you know, great on his part to actually pinpoint it like that. But just shows what a douche. Just an actual fucking literal douche. Just like, you are a fucking human being, like, with a zipper and a fucking a spout, and you're just filled with douche. That's what you are. Fucking. And she doesn't even put her last name. That's what kills me, too.
What's
by
her first
Rose.
Name? Rose?
Rose.
Oh.
Hiya, Rose.
She's probably in her 60s.
Couldn't put
70s.
Your fucking. No, I don't think she had it at all. Oh, all right. She's a black chick. You got to be kidding me. I was thinking a white chick for sure.
No, I kind of thought it would be black because saying the white privilege, you know what I mean?
Yeah. She's another
I was
douche.
Thinking she was kind of be.
She's kind of cute.
Kind of going to be black.
I clicked on her thing. Feminist. It's feministing. I guess that's like the website. My feminist in. Feministing. Sounds sexy, doesn't it? Sounds dirty. I guess that's their website. It's feministing.com.
When you say it fast, it sounds really hot.
It does, right? Feministing.
Feministing,
yeah. That's weird that
somebody's
they would do that. Like, why would you name something that sounds like
somebody's
it's feminist?
Somebody's getting an entire hand up that gorilla's wallet.
Exactly.
Not that I didn't call her a gorilla. I meant her whatchamacallit. Her vagina looked like a gorilla's wallet. I totally mixed two Otto and George references
you did.
Together.
To come to a nice racist fucking term. That was good.
I didn't want to call her a gorilla.
I know what you're saying. I actually thought it was a white girl, but this annoys me just as much. Because how could you not, as a black woman, well, you know what? That's right. She's a woman, so she probably has no fucking understanding of fucking humor. No offense, girls, but that doesn't mean all of you, all right? It just bothers me, you know? It's like, really? Like, you don't get it at all. You have no idea. You think you do because you're a chick and you're a black woman. Well, I know the struggle. She looks like she's 20. I don't think she knows the struggle, okay?
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Yeah. It's, like, of course, you know, I don't know the plight of the black man or anything like that. I can't. I'm a white guy, but yeah. I know the plight of this white guy. You know what I mean? I know my story.
Right, but you also, you have a general idea of, you know, like everybody talked about that movie 12. Was it 12
I totally agree with CK saying that, you know, it's been great to be white. Sure, it's going to be great to be white for a little while.
Because what he's really saying is, what he's saying is, you know, he's saying, hey, it's great to be white, meaning it sucks generally to be everybody else, you know? And not because of who they are, not because of what they do, because they've been handed the short end of the stick, or they used to be handed the short end of the stick.
White people, the time is coming. They will be no more.
Yeah.
We will all be some shade of brown.
Yeah.
I'm very shortly.
Yeah, I'm kind of brownie.
Yeah, well, you know, you have that Mediterranean, your mother's half eggplant. I love this guy. He's cantaloupe.
He's a cantaloupe.
can I just have one of those Chesterfields? Ah, I love this guy. He's a cantaloupe.
Man, this thing is killing
True me. Romance, check the scene out. Dennis Hopper, Christopher Walken.
Yeah, it's the end of the movie.
Google it. Hey, listen, pal, you want to get out of here, man? You want to cut it off a little short? You're sniffling and sneezing and
dying over here.
Eating holes.
I can hear you chomping on him. You can hear me chomping on him, right?
Hear me chopping on him.
Hear me chopping on him. I wanted to try to get through the whole thing, but
you did your best.
Sounded shitty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If anybody left in the chat, if anybody wants to come up with any websites for tonight, while I do the quick plug-a-roos, I want to thank everybody in the chat. Go to our Facebook page, like our Facebook page, Conti and Kenny. Go to our Twitter accounts. Ours is at CNK Show. Brent's is at White Ass Brent, our producer. Mine is at Joe Conti Comic. And Kenny's is at Kenny Michaels 5. Subscribe to both of our podcasts, The Conti and Kenny Show and Conti and Kenny Shorts. Go to iTunes, go to More Like Radio, or go to ContiandKenny.com. Download the TuneIn app. Go to your phone. Click on TuneIn, get the free one, and search More Like Radio. Find it, then click the heart thing, and it's your favorite, and you can listen to the show or any other shows right from your phone. And I want us to thank, Mol? Mol? Remember Mol in the chat?
Mol, yeah. M-O-L-L. Mol.
I want to thank her for drawing a picture of me as the Conti Candy.
Conti Candy.
Very good. Thank you. And a couple of shows that we're friends with, besides all the shows on More Like Radio. Metal Breakfast Radio, great podcast, dude. We are all over the latest one that he just did. You got to listen like the first 20 minutes of the latest one. Just all sound clips of us in his fucking in the
podcast. How do you listen to it? Where do you go?
Just go to can you do it on iTunes? Can you download the iTunes thing? Do you do
iTunes? Oh, I don't even know. I don't do iTunes.
Oh, then just go to metalbreakfastradio.com, and then you can click on it. It's the latest one. I think it's 29.5 or something.
Okay. I tried to, and it didn't let me do it.
Yep. I'll tomorrow night, Tuesday night, I will be on unlearn.tv with my pal Rich Woods.
And I may also be there.
And Kenny might be there, too. I just did Joe Fernandez's 1 year anniversary podcast. I think it's episode 44. I just did that. So go to findjoefernandez.net and get his show, which is called I Don't Know Joe Show. And also our friend Benny Michaels has a good podcast called Pod Cheese. And who else can we thank? Who else? Somebody else did something tonight. I wanted to thank. What is it? Hold on. Joe F. St. Pat. Oh, my mother. We called my mommy, right?
Yeah.
And Alert TV, Joe Fernandez. And just to put it in your heads, May 9th, me and Kenny are going to do a comedy show in Hoboken, New Jersey. We'll have all the details next week. And I think that's it.
Yeah, that's it, Pally. Get some sleep.
Yeah.
It's some nighttime snuffling, sneezing, chuck myself in my own room, drowsy medicine.
Hanging from a doorknob medicine. All right. That's cool. I want to get... I hate sounding like shit, you know?
Your girlfriend's going to be the nighttime Joe is snuffling, sniffling, and sneezing. I'm going to shoot him in his face medicine.
I deserve to have my face taken off my face. .com. That was a great line. It was so stupid. All right, let's get out of here.
You don't deserve to have your face on
your
face.
All right, let's go. All right, Kenny, I'll call you on the way home.
All right, Pally, feel better.
All right, Brent, thank you so much, our producer. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
So long, loser. I'll see you next week.